know, 90 seconds on the War Room is about as valuable as 10 minutes on any other news talk show format transmission. But there's more power in me playing the national anthem for 90 seconds every day at 3 o'clock than anything I can say right now. Because there is an all-out war from all fronts against the United States of America, against our freedom, against our people, against our will. All the facets of our civilization and culture, all under attack. Now, much like Pandora's box, now the future is inevitable. It can go different ways, but the pathway is still the same. Big news developing right now out of China and a bill signed by Trump. You've got the Hollywood pedophilia that is now just fully exposed. You can't put the cat back in the bag with Hong Kong and China. You can't put the cat back in the bag with Hollywood pedophilia, sex, Luciferian cults. And this is all developing right now. These are the true pivotal developments of our time. These are the true issues of our time. And yet, you'd think that the biggest issue you're facing right now, if you believe mainstream media propaganda, is racial injustice or social injustice. And the biggest thing you can do to stand up for the future of humanity is to join with Black Lives Matter. And it's so low IQ, it's so uninformed, it's really so sad and pathetic. For the Satanists, for the globalists, for the New World Order, it's an exercise of making you into a maggot. Don't be a maggot. Be an American patriot. Stand up for your freedoms. Be a freedom lover. Be an info warrior.
The bad news is Western governments have totally let multinational big tech bring in communist Chinese style total net surveillance censorship with AI. The good news is they had to do that to carry out this world government COVID takeover, this planetary corporate reset that COVID covers for, because the truth is powerful and will defeat them and will smash them. And the good news is there's still sites like band.video, newswars.com, infowars.com, Paul Watson's site, summit.news, and a lot of other great sites that are getting massive traffic thanks to you and your word of mouth that is king, that is queen, that is the master of our own destinies. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a war on reality, a war on civilization, a war on our health, a war on our economy. But being aware of it and standing up to it and speaking out against it will defeat it. So take action or be slaves.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Thursday, July 16th, 2020. This is the InfoWars War Room is Raw, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for joining me today. We'll be with you live till 6 p.m. Central. Guests today in studio, we're going to have Chris Nyweem and Joe Collins, a couple veterans, and then Joe is running for Congress. Tom Papert from National File at 4:30, and then Daniel McCarthy, who is also running for office in Arizona, will be joining me over Skype. for a segment today, and I'm not sure when we'll get to it. Maybe here in this first hour, if I'm diligent, I can get through all of this news before all my great guests join me. I'm going to just load up a single segment, and I think I may just do this every day, because what's happening is just Americans or anybody around the world really is going back in time and finding a bunch of Hollywood weirdness, whether it be on a television talk show, daytime show, nighttime show, red carpet interview, social media post, whatever it is, all the weirdness coming out of Hollywood when it comes to cannibalism and pedophilia and just sex cult stuff. And so more and more, this is just kind of leaking out where they say stuff on air and you just kind of hear it and it's just shocking. And you're just like, okay, I guess they were joking, because everybody just kind of laughs and the host just kind of laughs. Well, now the stuff that they were saying then, is starting to make sense. The symbolism, all of it. And it's slowly just leaking out in just these leaks every day that people are finding and putting on social media, and just it leaks and it goes viral and it leaks and then it goes viral and it leaks, and it's just every day now. Now we have to be careful and understand what we're dealing with here and know that there's going to be false flags, there's going to be false leaks or false things that are just landmines to blow us up, cripple us, disinformation, misinformation. But most of which will be in their own words, just day by day, as more comes out, we'll just show you the weirdness of Hollywood. So I'm going to have a whole segment on that. And it's beyond just the whole Chrissy Teigen thing. That's just one little element, and it looks like maybe they just kind of brought the wrong gal into the club, if you know what I mean. The old Chatty Cathy, the one that just couldn't shut her mouth, making gay Obama jokes with John Legend on the red carpet because she thinks she's genius, making jokes about eating humans, making jokes about pedophilia. Poor John Legend. You know, I actually think I feel bad for John Legend. He probably just wanted to make music, and he wound up in something he never thought he'd be involved in. So much of his life probably just fake and controlled. The only thing that's real to him is his music. It's kind of like Michael Jackson, actually. Not comparing the two talent-wise. You can make up your own judgment there. I digress. The big developments happening are worldwide, are geopolitical. Trump signs Hong Kong sanctions bill, pivots to criticizing Biden, headline from the Wall Street Journal. Yeah, criticizing Biden is about as easy as it gets. Trump signing the Hong Kong sanction bill is a little bit more important. Barr rips big tech for being pawns of Chinese influence. I'll tell you the real story behind that. Fire spreads to 7 ships at Iranian port. It's all connected. So we've got all that coming up. You know, I've been skipping this story every day, but I'll at least read the headline for you now. Kroger stops giving customers change as nationwide coin shortage worsens. And, you know, we have friends, obviously, that are in precious metals and stuff. In fact, one of the friends of the show, Tony Arterburn, who's actually on right now as well, comes on. He always gives me a coin for a gift. You know, in fact, we should get Tony on. Look at the schedule for tomorrow. If not tomorrow, let's get him on maybe sometime next week to ask him about this coin shortage, because he literally deals in coins. And he's always kind enough to gift me a coin, and the crew as well, too. Most of the crew's been gifted a coin from Tony. So is this a false scarcity? Is this a real scarcity? What does it have to do with the cashless society that we know the new world order wants? Then you've got more COVID developments, because it's like that just lays in the backdrop. They're still faking the COVID. You see headlines all day today saying how bad Florida's been with COVID. Death Santis, Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida. It's trending on Twitter. Death Santis. because, you know, he's responsible for all these deaths in Florida, which is actually really low. And it doesn't matter. It's like, I forget the numbers, but, you know, obviously New York's deaths are much higher than Florida's. It's not even close. But they just say deaths, and then they count everything as a COVID death. Or they say cases, and it's just because people are getting tested. They don't even tell you none of these people experience symptoms. None of these people even go see a doctor or want any help or anything. Many of which never even took a test, but they somehow tested positive. It's amazing. I mean, I passed the bar exam this morning, guys. I didn't actually take the exam, but somebody called me and said, Schroyer, you passed the bar. Congratulations. So now firms are offering me deals. I mean, how about that? I passed the bar exam, guys. I'm a lawyer now. It doesn't matter. I didn't take the exam. I passed it. This is the new COVID standard. But again, they say, oh, Florida's so bad. Ron DeSantis is so bad. Death Santis trends on Twitter. Meanwhile, Cuomo up in New York is literally murdering people. And that doesn't get mentioned. Of course it does, but you know how the mainstream news works. I've got a stack here. The left, terrorism, mobs are still out of control. It's just unbelievable. I mean, New York City is just falling apart at the seams. You know, it's the weirdest thing. It's such a vortex around here. And the cycles are just quickening. And again, I mean, the crew, we can pat ourselves on the back all day long. It's not even about that. It's just, it is really odd to sit here and read these headlines and be like, hey, remember 3 months ago when we warned people this was happening? Remember 3 months ago when we warned that this is where it was going to go? And it's just like, oh yeah, here you are. Death, murder, looting, rioting, shutdown of the economy. And it's just right in front of your face every day now. Brad Parscale is out. Who called for that first? Of course, now they're trying to cover for Brad, and it really kind of tells you everything you need to know about that situation. So all of that and more coming up today with my great guests. So ladies and gentlemen, before we come back in the next segment and I start to pile drive through all this news and information, remember InfoWarsStore.com. And right now, the Christmas in July special is live. 50% off top-selling, top-rated supplements at the InfoWars store, such as Bodies, BrainForce Plus, ExtendoWise, ChillForce, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, TurboForce. I'm on the TurboForce right now, so you know this broadcast is going to be very, very focused. And, you know, I could sit here and I could talk about all these different supplements because I use them all. I'll talk about the TurboForce right now. You hear the truck drivers calling in. By the way, I have friends that work in the freight industry on all sides of it, logistics, driving, everything. And they tell me TurboForce is a wave hitting the trucking industry right now, specifically with the drivers. But some of the logistics people stay up all night, too, with their freight being shipped all around the country. But you drink the TurboForce, like, you have 10 hours of sustained energy. It's honestly, like, too much. I'm going to be up till 1 o'clock probably tonight.
We close and lock our doors and windows at night, not because we're doing anything wrong, but because it's about privacy and it's about security. And it's something that we do to protect ourselves, going back thousands of years when we would post a dog or a sentry at the entrance of the village so we would know if predators or criminals were coming. Well, big tech, along with the federal government and other globalist organizations, have been tracking everybody illegally for years with their cell phones. But now the public is finally waking up because the enemy has openly announced it's the fact. And the Clinton Foundation Global Initiative with Chelsea is running the private system to spy on you and your family. That's right. The Democrats, the globalists, the Chi-Coms, they've all got our number. They're tracking us in live time. But with Privacy Pockets, the best system at InfoWarsStore.com, you can protect yourself and your family by keeping your cell phone inside of the little pouch. We're selling more of these in a day than we used to sell in a month because America and the world is waking up. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com and go stealth.
It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it.
It's the end of the world as we know it, and I don't feel fine. This entire takeover has been battle planned, blueprinted, war gamed, field marshaled by the psychological war chiefs at the United Nations and the Fortune 100. This is the post-human takeover. The noose gets tighter when you comply, not looser. The entire COVID-19 operation is a hoax. Now they admit the, quote, death numbers are dropping, because those are fake, where they count people that died of something else. But it's all about how many cases there are. And now they're saying most of the population will get it. And then no one can go outside ever again. It's totally insane. It's a fraud. It's all a lie. It's Christmas in July. We ran the sale last year. It was very, very popular. And so I am now announcing that we are running it again in the year 2020, a very important election year. And we have some fabulous new shirts that I think should be the campaign shirt of 2020. It's the American Eagle boldly spreading its wings, sitting atop a Betsy Ross flag. And the shirts are on sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I got the idea from the Trump campaign having a similar shirt that the media called Nazi, which of course it isn't. And since it's so triggering to the leftists and the globalists, well, we're going to make sure there's even more of these on the streets to spread the word and exercise our First Amendment in the face of these tyrants. We also have store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. So whatever great item it is that you want, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points on your next order, and at least 50% off across the board. Now, I'm going to have to end this sale very, very soon because a lot of these products are about to sell out. So take advantage of it right now at InfoWarsStore.com. One of our best-selling products is Living Defense, and it's been sold out for over 4 months because it's hard to source the ingredients that are organic. We've got a limited supply right now, but it's selling out fast, and I want those of you that haven't experienced Living Defense to get it for yourself. Here's just part of one testimonial.
I looked. In January 2016, I went in a hospital. I went in a VA hospital out here in Boise, and I was in there until June, and one of the only things that got me through that ordeal was listening to InfoWars 3 hours a day, and I kept hearing Dr. Group and all you guys talking about Living Defense. Let me tell you something, man. I had an internal digestive problem and I suffered with it for about 5 or 6 years. And the doctors, they tried every test. Nobody could figure out what it is. And then every day when I kept hearing you and Dr. Group and those commercials, I said, you know what? I'm going to get me some of that freaking Living Defense. Now, I wasn't supposed to have any nutritionals because they don't want you to have that stuff. But I ordered it, had it shipped to me. I got it. I hid it from the nurses. I started taking it. Man, that stuff changed my life. It saved my life. Alex Jones and InfoWars saved my life.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
I'm going to start to pile drive through this news. Let's start right here with the biggest news, really. At least today, because these other things will probably stick around. This will probably be a blip on the radar, disappear until it really pops off. Again, the headline from the Wall Street Journal. And honestly, if it wasn't for my crew being so informed and just the great crew just around the office pointing this out to me and how pivotal it was, I may not have even covered it today because I kind of just saw it in passing. But the headline again from the Wall Street Journal, Trump signs Hong Kong sanctions bill, pivots to criticizing Biden. So it's a real complex situation with China and Taiwan and Hong Kong and the South China Sea and the struggle for power. And for the most part, it goes ignored in Western media because they're controlled by China, if not directly, indirectly through advertising money, marketing money, or just interest from certain parties involved. And China, who signed a deal with Hong Kong to allow them to be free, have a free market, be outside of the restrictions of the Chinese Communist Party, they're now voiding that deal or violating that deal. They've been moving into Hong Kong. They've been shutting down Hong Kong. They've been trying to take that free market back. And so you've seen the Hong Kong protests. I mean, look, in fact, we should probably even get, I'm telling you, I give the crew orders live on air. We should probably get Joe Hoft on the War Room, brother of Jim Hoft from the Gateway Pundit, to talk about China. And I've got friends in China too, specifically Hong Kong. And Hong Kong is great. If the Chinese communists come into Hong Kong and ruin it, it's going to be like everywhere else in China. Controlled by the state, no free market, no free speech, and dissident camps, slave camps everywhere. But so now Trump, basically, it's weird terminology. It's kind of a weird way to do it. But it's basically voided our own deal with China / Hong Kong, but it's remaking a deal to give the United States the leeway to treat Hong Kong as its own nation, or to basically just say Hong Kong is just a free island that's out there and any U.S. assets in Hong Kong can be seized without Chinese Communist Party intervention. And that's kind of your basic surface level analysis. Now, it's obviously much deeper than this. And I think this is the real big development right now that everyone's ignoring, and that's the war with China. It's basically the Chinese communists just want everything and anything that they claim. And it's been so easy for them to buy out American assets just because of how greedy Americans are, and or through blackmail or just stealing intellectual property or using their slave labor force. So that's just kind of a laughingstock. They just kind of laugh at Americans like, wow, you're pathetic. You sell your future. You sell your country down the drain. We have slave labor. Well, it's not really like that in Hong Kong. There are U.S. assets in Hong Kong. So we'll see how that develops. Headline at Infowars.com. Bill Barr rips big tech for being pawns of Chinese influence. Now, this is something that's a little less complex and easier to understand on its face value. When you have, let's use Tim Cook and Apple as an example with the iPhone. What was it? Like 4 or 5 years ago, I can't remember. The two terrorists that shot up, I think it was the San Bernardino base. I'm just going off my memory. And they had their iPhones, and the FBI was investigating, and the FBI couldn't get into the iPhones, allegedly. And they said, hey, Apple, hey, Tim Cook, please give us the encryption codes. Let us in here so that we can get information on these terrorists. Now, again, you can believe that or you cannot believe that. The point is, Apple didn't cooperate, and they said no to the FBI. Now, I'm pretty sure the FBI either could or ended up getting into those iPhones anyway. So, again, you can analyze that story however you want. My point is this. This isn't just Apple saying, oh, we have intellectual property. Oh, we don't want to give up our encryption code. Oh, we have some sort of principles or morals or values, and we just can't sell out to the FBI. That's all bull. What this is Apple refusing to work with the FBI, but it's not actually Apple, it's China. That's the key. Now, this is just one example. The same thing goes for Google. The same thing goes for Facebook. The same thing goes for Microsoft. Pretty much all these big tech companies. There are a few that don't get run by the Chinese communists. Most of them will be based out of South Korea. But even those, but I'm digressing. So Apple would not cooperate with the U.S. government investigating a terror attack, a deadly one at that, on a U.S. base. But see, it's not even that they would have to cooperate with the Chinese communists if they wanted that access. They wouldn't even be allowed in China to take advantage of that slave labor force to make their $1,000 a pop iPhones, where in U.S. dollars, they basically make $990 off of every $1,000 iPhone. And then they sell millions of them and they become the first $1 trillion company. They wouldn't even be able to operate in China if Chinese state communists didn't get access to those encryption codes. So it's not even that they hand them over. China runs Apple. China wouldn't have to request access to Apple's encryption codes. They have them. They are them. They're making them. And Tim Cook doesn't give a damn about the slaves in China. Tim Cook doesn't give a damn about the death camps and the abortuaries. Hell, Tim Cook doesn't even give a damn about Apple. All Tim Cook cares about is having a big fat wallet and a big fat you-know-what in his behind. And if he's got both of those, that's all he cares about. So when you see Attorney General Barr say big tech are pawns of Chinese influence, yeah, they're not pawns of Chinese influence. They're operatives of China. Literal Chinese communist state-run operatives. And of course, the big sick joke in all of this is that all of our big tech companies that we all are on the grid using their stuff every day, they all have the slave labor camps. They all have the death camps. They all have the forced abortion camps. And we sit here chanting Black Lives Matter, police rotten hell, like a bunch of dumbasses.
Been on air 26 years, but starting about 24 years ago, I began to get calls from major Hollywood directors, producers, actors. They wanted to meet with me. And they said, what is your formal education? And I said, well, really nothing but a few years of college. They said, well, how are you one of the best science fiction or cultural writers we've ever heard? The stuff you come up with is just unbelievable. We'd like you to be in movies. We'd like you to write with us. We'd like you to do voiceovers. You're just a Renaissance man. And folks know I was in some movies, and Harry Shearer made statements like that and a lot of others. I'm not bragging. And I kept explaining to him, I said, do you understand? I didn't come up with any of this. I'm reading globalist MIT white papers and futurist documents. And they would just laugh at me and say, oh, no way. Then I would give them the documents. They would get very, very scared, you know, the next time I saw them in a few months and say, man, you're right. This is dystopic. Folks, I didn't make any of this up. Okay? It's real. It's real.
We are selling more privacy pockets a day than we were previously selling in a month because of the Clinton Foundation running the contact tracing and admittedly with Google and Apple tracking all Americans on their phones, even if you opt out of it or get rid of the apps. People realize these criminal groups are surveilling you and selling your data and using it to control your life, sharing it with Antifa, sharing it with Black Lives Matter, sharing it with the deep state to oppress not just high-profile people, but the general public. That's why folks are taking back control of their lives with these little Faraday cages that you can put your cell phones in that knock out the ability of the cell towers to ping it every few seconds and track your location. This is the only way to have your privacy, and people are taking their privacy back, and it's very, very exciting. They're at $19.95 apiece at InfoWarsStore.com. We've ordered even more. A huge shipment's coming in next week, so get yours now and be part of the movement to cut Big Brother off.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Americans have had freedom for so long, and most Americans were born into such docile times compared to the rest of history, that we really have a blind spot for tyranny.
We don't appreciate the American way, truth, justice, due process, the right to self-defense, private property, because we've had it so long, and we just think that's how the rest of the world is. Ladies and gentlemen, the Renaissance, the social contract that's 500 years old to try to build up humanity and try to believe in humanity and to try to empower the weak as well as the strong is something the West invented, and that's what made our modern world. That's now been hijacked by the technocrats, by the globalists, who say humans are ugly and bad for the earth and we need to be culled and dumbed down and put into subgroups that the elites dominate, manipulate, and command if we're even lucky enough to stay alive. And that's what COVID-19 is, a global UN revolution against free humanity, against your family, against prosperity, and against your future. If you don't stand up and fight, you deserve what you get.
Infowars.com/show.
This broadcast is not for the weak-minded.
It's the War Room
with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
So, when we left off in the last segment, we were discussing the pathetic joke, which, of course, the Satanists, the Illuminati, the New World Order, the globalists, Hollywood elites, etc., are laughing at us about. How you have just slave labor, forced labor camps, slave labor force, death camps, dissident camps, communist Chinese party authoritarianism in China, which now runs all of our big tech companies, the true crimes against humanity. And we sit here. It's like if somebody comes over to your house, two people, you invite two guests to your house. One of the guests comes over and just has, sorry to be graphic, just wicked, disgusting diarrhea and just spews all over your house in every room. And you're like, well, meh. And then the other guest comes over and farts in the bathroom and you're like, oh, did you just pass wind in my bathroom? The other guy's spewing out of his behind all over your couch and your bedroom and your kids' rooms. But you ignore that and the guy that farted in the bathroom, oh boy, you sir, you've got to go. That's basically Black Lives Matter. That's basically liberalism in the West. And you can't even try to disassociate yourself with this because we're all guilty of buying things that are made in China. You almost can't even, I mean, you can, but do you actively try to make sure you buy nothing from China? Have you tried that before? Do you know how hard it is? Even things that aren't made in China come with parts that are made in China. But that's the big sick joke. And, you know, not to get too esoteric here, but see, the big secret of this fake Illuminati that people need to find a way to comprehend if they haven't already just in their own life, the idea of countries or symbols of countries and kind of just at a very rudimentary commentary societal level, it's borders. Oh, borders are just made up lines. Oh, there's no such thing as borders. These rich and powerful Hollywood elites and these other people in these secret societies, they don't care about America. They're over the idea of countries. They're over the idea. They consider it tribalism. You're some low IQ crumb bum that thinks about America, you're not illuminated. You're trash. But see, they're so spoiled rotten in their decadence, they don't understand why the average American loves America, because it gives us freedom. We don't have the billions of dollars and all the power and influence of wealth and wealth that you have, but we at least have our freedom and we can own some property. And we can make our own decisions in life. And so we do cherish that. And that's what we're assured here in America. Well, that's all. They're above all that. So they don't care about you. Bunch of people that want to take down America, they don't care. Sure, they're in for the ride. But then it's a big, sick joke. It's kind of like the whole Nick Cannon thing. It's just a big, sick joke. That's all it is. I almost wonder if Nick Cannon wasn't put up to say those things just to make these clips go viral. Just a big, sick joke. Because you're over here talking about a fart in the bathroom while China is taking a fat dump in your bed on your steak dinner, and you're getting ready to eat it. But you're still trying to sniff a fart in the bathroom. By the way, the other geopolitical development, fire spreads to 7 ships at Iran port. State media reports, is that connected to the Navy ship that's still on fire and that sabotage and all the other sabotage that our Navy's been experiencing? Certainly wonder. Certainly wonder. And, you know, I'm going to get back into kind of this leftist nonsense, but it also is all kind of summed up like this. And I'm not even sure if I believe these numbers, quite frankly, but Mary Trump's book, A Total Grifter, off her family name, a sellout, apparently sold almost 1 million copies in its first day. It's just a record. Now, I got to be honest, from studying this stuff, one of the easiest ways to find a deep stater, one of the easiest ways to find a globalist, one of the easiest ways to find these people is look for their book deals. Now, I'm not saying everybody that writes a book deal or ends up on the New York Times bestseller list is on it. I'm just saying when you see the Weissmans and when you see all these people, as soon as they come out to get Trump, what do they get? A book deal. Look at Obama. What does he get? Book deals, Netflix deals, now a Spotify deal. We'll cover that. That's how they empower themselves. That's how they make the deals behind the scenes. Oh, well, you know, come out and do this and we'll give you a book deal. And it doesn't really matter how many people buy it or don't buy it. We've got all the money in the world. So we'll give you a book deal. And who knows if it makes any money? We don't really care. You'll get paid and we'll get the book deal and we'll get the fake narratives. And if it doesn't sell, don't worry. We'll just buy it ourselves. Yeah, John Bolton. I mean, just the list goes on. But let's say the numbers are real and all these liberals are rushing out to buy the Mary Trump fraudster book, the grifter book. Everybody wants to read that. But Whitney Webb had a great story. The Maxwell family business espionage. And it's just incredible. Because most of this with Maxwell and Epstein is so documented back into the early 90s. Again, you're just scratching your head at how this was able to go on. Until you understand how sick and twisted we've really become with the New World Order buying and owning everything. But then the connections to Epstein and all these other people. And so this is the real thing that should be read over 1 million times. This story is what should be being read by everyone. This should be the big seller. But no. It doesn't get pushed by the media or anything. And it's all about Mary Trump's grifter book. But they're all laughing at us, folks, as they're threatening to cancel the national anthem, as Nick Cannon is being openly racist on TV. Florida church statue of Jesus beheaded. All kinds of similar attacks on Christian, Catholic churches all across the United States. New York police chief and 3 other officers injured following clash with Democrat riot mobs in New York. Woman's body found wrapped in plastic wrap inside large plastic container in South Philly. Violent thugs assault female with a child in a stroller before stabbing her multiple times in New York. And I mean, these are just some of the headlines. I could sit here and read about the violence and the death and everything in New York all day long. Professors demand university police chief resign over Blue Lives Matter flag in his home. I mean, seriously, at this point, the police are just targets and they can't even do their job. And I mean, I guess they just need a paycheck because they are just being railroaded from every angle. You can't even support yourself. So you support your own life. You say, hey, my life matters. University professors say, screw you. You need to resign. Just die. Don't you realize these lefty commies just want you to die yet? Like, they think we're the cult of death. No, we're the cult of life. You're the ones that are suicidal. You're the ones that want us dead. And then this story, BLM organizer charged on 6 counts of child sex abuse, possession of images of underage girls. Defund police protester arrested for child porn. Chris DeVries, 37, had 60 child sex rape images on his cell phone, charged with 6 counts. Again, all these BLM leaders, what they all seem to have weird sex stuff going on. Isn't that an interesting little factoid?
Reasons that the globalists launch this planetary lockdown. The number one reason is it serves every one of their purposes. We've gone over those purposes many times here on air. The cashless society, the surveillance system, global government, medical tyranny, forced inoculation. But the most important facet is it teaches us that we are obsolete, that we are non-essential as we begin to witness automation, computers, and robots take over the jobs that people once had by design. This isn't like it's some advancement that we just fell into. It's been pre-planned, organized globally, and it's extremely predatory. And through governmental actuaries and tax programs and regulations, the central banks that control it all are able to pick the winners and the losers and consolidate power. This is the truest form of technocracy, fascism. Storable food is again available for shipping within 3 to 4 weeks. We have it. It's high quality, but it's got to be packaged and shipped out to you. Some items are shipping in a week, some in 4 weeks. So they're saying 3 to 4 weeks. It's My Patriot. We have their full catalog. They're in our back end at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your orders in now before the next big surge comes in. Believe me, every angle I've looked at tells me that really, really serious times are ahead, whether Trump wins or loses. The globalists have already created a worldwide depression, lockdowns at a planetary scale, and it's only intensifying. This is one of the big boxes you've got to get checked off. It's high-quality, storable food. My Patriot has really good, high-quality food at a very affordable price, and the packaging is the best you're going to find out there. Check it out for yourself at InfoWarsStore.com. And then the money that comes in that's extra helps us fund the information warfare operation that fights the globalists toe-to-toe. Get your storable food now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The bad news is Western governments have totally let multinational big tech bring in communist Chinese style, total net surveillance, censorship with AI. The good news is they had to do that to carry out this world government COVID takeover, this planetary corporate reset that COVID covers for, because the truth is powerful and will defeat them and will smash them. And the good news is there's still sites like band.video, newswars.com, infowars.com, Paul Watson site, summit.news, and a lot of other great sites that are getting massive traffic thanks to you and your word of mouth. That is king, that is queen, that is the master of our own destinies. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a war on reality, a war on civilization, a war on our health, a war on our economy. But being aware of it and standing up to it and speaking out against it will defeat it. So take action or be slaves.
There are a lot of reasons to get an Alex Jones plastic mask at InfoWarsStore.com. You can wear them out to political events. You can trigger libtards. But one of the biggest reasons is it's a great conversation starter at any costume party or at Halloween. But on top of that, they admit that wearing these masks does absolutely nothing to protect you from COVID-19 or anything else. It's total virtue signaling to show that you're prepared for the forced inoculations and contact tracing that they're openly announcing. It's an act of submission. It's an act of like putting a burqa on your head and bowing down. But a big reason to wear these is then into stores, when people ask you why you're wearing a Halloween mask, say it's just as useless as the stupid cloth mask that you're wearing. And the M95 mask only control what's coming in, not what's going out. So they, quote, spread COVID-19. They don't protect from it. So, again, it's a great way to throw it back in these control freaks' faces. You buy one for $9.95. You get 4 more free. They're at cost. InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to do this now, and I'll get into some of the remaining news later during the broadcast. But my great guests are all going to start joining me coming up in the next hour. And so I want to play this stuff now. And again, I talked about this earlier, but just to rebrief you if you're just joining us. And it all falls under the Q category, the Hollywood pedophilia category, Illuminati, Satan worship, child sacrifice, pedophiles network, child sex trafficking, Epstein. It's all in that bubble. And as all of that stuff is getting exposed and investigated, all these little weird videos and interviews and stuff from years ago of Hollywood celebs just saying stuff at the time that doesn't seem to make sense or be in place. Now, with the context of the sex trafficking, the Hollywood pedophilia, the secret societies, all of it, now you see it and it starts to make sense. Now, I'm not making any insinuations about any of these people here, but you can take this for what it is. And again, it's all the Hollywood pedophilia, WikiLeaks, Epstein, Podesta, spirit cookings, symbolism in broad daylight that you never understood until you have it in context now. So you can say and think what you want about these videos, but here's the thing. More and more of this stuff is just leaking out on the internet every day. Just every day goes by and more of the weirdness is coming out. Like Jay-Z with Marina Abramovich in a weird satanic ritual. You see this without the context, you have no idea. You understand that these two people are probably on some sort of hallucinogenic drug right now and then doing some sort of cult ceremony, then it starts to make sense. But regardless, you know who Marina Abramovich is. You know about the spirit cookings. You know about Jay-Z and Beyonce. You had the lead singer for Imagine Dragons come out and tell you Beyonce was in the Illuminati. Was he joking? Was he not? Is he trying to cover for himself to the public that knows that all the Hollywood Illuminati satanic sex worship and sacrifice is about to come out? So take what you want from the, and I think what I'm going to do is just roll out these videos just every day, just a new one that's weird that comes out. Just every day we'll play one or two. Let's start with Jennifer Aniston guest hosting for Ellen DeGeneres, who apparently is a Rockefeller, by the way. People trace her family heritage to the Rockefellers. And then you look at a picture of her next to the old Rockefellers. Spitting image, ironically enough. So here's Aniston filling in for DeGeneres with Selena Gomez.
You really are a genuine fan, and it's amazing. And we've known each other for years.
Oh, and by the way, just pause right there. This is all part of an initiation ceremony, folks. See, DeGeneres is already bloodlined into it. Aniston, who changed her name, came from outside of Hollywood, good actress, you know, smart woman, good-looking woman. She's been indoctrinated into it. Now she's trying to take the next level ritual step, hoping that someday she'll be enshrined into a talk show or something like DeGeneres was. So she gets her little tryout. She has to do a little bit of the symbolism right there to kind of show her commitment. And then Selena Gomez is like the next level ritual. So she's kind of witnessing kind of a low level part of the whole ritual. And it's all on the Epstein Island set on the DeGeneres show. Go ahead.
You really are a genuine fan, and it's amazing. And we've known each other for years.
Yeah.
You've been to my house. We've had pizza. Girl after my own heart, do we love a pizza or what?
We
love
a pizza. We do.
It's so much fun. Now, someone did...
So much fun.
I was told that you recall us meeting for the first time.
Again, I think we all like pizza, right? I mean, I don't know anybody that doesn't like pizza. Do we go around talking about how much we like pizza? Do we talk about how fun pizza is? Do we put pizza-related maps and weird pizza stuff in our emails. And again, folks, you know, say what you want about Pizzagate and all the stuff that came out of that. I mean, just in my hometown of St. Louis, you had one of the biggest child kidnapping torture stories in American history in St. Louis at a pizza place called Emo's in Kirkwood. I forget all the guys' names involved. It was Ben Horn or something. There were two kids kidnapped by the same general manager of an Emo's pizza place in St. Louis who had him locked in his basement. You had the Dojo Pizza in St. Louis where a guy literally was housing children, also found with child porn. These are just on record incidents in just my hometown of St. Louis. But there's Jennifer Aniston in what, by my measurement, is a Illuminati New World Order ritual trying out to get Ellen DeGeneres level initiation into the Illuminati, and then you, and then Selena Gomez there, who's like low level, kind of being initiated as a part of it too. But you know what? I'm probably just a crazy conspiracy theorist, so don't even worry about that. Now, here's Lee Daniels, who I'm not even honestly sure who he is. I'd have to look it up, but here's Lee Daniels again on a talk show with Wendy Williams, who's, by the way, the Wendy Williams that had that weird spasm midair and just went into nothingness and collapsed, and then it's like nobody ever talked about it. Here he is saying he drinks baby blood on a talk show.
Relationship for quite a moment now.
Yeah.
Years.
Yeah, for 7 years.
Now, he's an early 30, and you're a late 50.
Yeah.
But somehow you both look the same age there.
Mm.
I mean, you know, there's something to be said for being with a younger man.
I suck baby's blood.
Oh.
And put it on my face.
Okay.
Just see, at the time, you Daniels just think, oh, that's weird. Hillary Clinton. Oh, yeah, and of course, he's a big candidate endorsement for Hillary Clinton. So at the time you see that and you're just like, what? That doesn't make sense. You don't think twice about it. Oh, now that you have all in context, you're thinking, hmm. And why does all this always happen on these talk shows, folks? Wendy Williams, Ellen DeGeneres, Chrissy Teigen on the red carpet. It's part of a ritual. By the way, here is Chrissy Teigen talking about being a cannibal.
The person okayed it. I would eat a human. If you were at a very fancy restaurant and they were like a tiny piece of human meat.
No. I think the only way
you wouldn't try a tiny bite?
No.
Really?
Absolutely not.
Is that terrible? American child.
So again, all the weirdness coming out of Chrissy Teigen lately with her deleting 60,000 or so social media posts. Now, here's one of the crazier things, and I can't believe, I mean, I remember looking somewhat into this. I read it today. It's just wild. You can look into all of this for yourself, but this is from 2007. And from my research, everything reported in this video at least is on record. Now, as far as what really happened between Obama and these people, you can decide. But listen to this clip from 2007.
Talking about a fellow that can be or can become president of the United States. Don't you think that you should have done this before? Why are you doing this now?
I mean, tú le estás preguntando, tú le preguntas.
Le estoy diciendo a él, le estoy preguntando a él que por qué él está haciendo esto ahora. Y no lo hizo antes. Why are you doing this now, Larry? You should have done this a long ago, because the man is almost there. I mean, it's about to become the official candidate.
Hector, I have been trying to get this man to become honest about his drug use since last year, last fall. Okay, I can't force him to stand up in front of the American people and say, hey, I'm a liar and I'm a drug user. Even more so, I can't force him to stand up today and tell people that he had another gay lover in Chicago that was murdered on, you know, in December.
Excuse me, Larry, are you saying...
¿Qué dijo? Espérate.
Él está diciendo que él no puede estar ocultando una serie de cosas que el público debe saber, ya que él va a ser candidato. Ahora me está hablando de que él tuvo un amante, un gay amante, que fue asesinado en Chicago. Déjeme preguntarle. Larry, are you talking about Senator Obama, that he had a homosexual relationship with somebody that was murdered in Chicago?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Wow. When did it happen?
Donald Young was murdered in December of 2007. And my attempts to contact the Chicago Police Department on information that links Senator Obama to this gentleman and his death have been ignored.
Él está diciendo que él está tratando de que la gente sepa que esta persona que aparentemente fue amante de él, de Obama, gay, homosexual, en el 2007 fue asesinado.
And by the way, folks, Donald Young's mother has done interviews. She's reached out to some people. But I mean, so crazy, I know. But when you understand how these people work, that happened on Christmas Eve, folks, saving Barack Obama on Christmas
Americans Eve. Have had freedom for so long, and most Americans were born into such docile times compared to the rest of history that we really have a blind spot for tyranny. We don't appreciate the American way, truth, justice, due process, the right to self-defense, private property, because we've had it so long, and we just think that's how the rest of the world is. Ladies and gentlemen, the Renaissance, the social contract that's 500 years old to try to build up humanity and try to believe in humanity and to try to empower the weak as well as the strong is something the West invented, and that's what made our modern world. That's now been hijacked by the technocrats, by the globalists, who say humans are ugly and bad for the earth, and we need to be culled and dumbed down and put into subgroups that the elites dominate, manipulate, and command if we're even lucky enough to stay alive. And that's what COVID-19 is, a global UN revolution against free humanity, against your family, against prosperity, and against your future. If you don't stand up and fight, you deserve what you get. A lot of you have been listening for more than 20 years. And if you go back to those shows, we laid out the AI takeover plan, the tracking of cell phones, how programmed master computers would manipulate and control society, how they'd be able to not just predict large groups of human movements and activities, but even predict what individuals would do. And then once you could predict what individuals were going to be doing, you could add stimuli through the AI systems, through the computers, through digital billboards, through face scanning, through the social credit score to control people and make them act like you wanted to. But when we cover that, the media would attack us and say we were making it up. It was a conspiracy theory, even though it was in the actual corporate level blueprint documents. Well, the next level of the blueprint documents explained to us that they are setting up this control system to make humans obsolete and phase us out. And it's something about 1,000 times crazier than what Hitler planned. So we might want to dismantle the system now.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Right now, people should not be walking. There's no reason to be walking around with a mask. When you're in the middle of an outbreak, wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better, and it might even block a droplet, but it's not providing the perfect protection that people think that it is. And often, there are unintended consequences. People keep fiddling with the mask, and they keep touching their face.
And can you get some schmutz sort of staying inside there?
Of course. But when you think masks, you should think of healthcare providers needing them.
It's time for us to wake up and tell the governor and the mayor that they do not run our lives. This is a free country. The government cannot make you wear a mask. The government cannot force you to close your business. Do you just do whatever the government tells you to do? Sounds like it. This is a free country. A mask mandate is illegal. You cannot fine me for not wearing a mask. That is illegal. When this thing first started, what did they say? COVID was the most deadly thing that's ever hit this country. It's going to be the next plague. The numbers are in. It's less deadly than the seasonal flu. And now our governor and our city council want to re-shut down the economy. They want to make you wear a mask that doesn't even stop COVID. It doesn't even stop COVID. And it makes you breathe in toxic levels of carbon dioxide. Do not wear the mask. If you want to wear a mask and be a slave to the government, that's your choice. But the government cannot make us wear masks. And they certainly cannot fine us for not wearing a mask. And I hope Texans understand what it means to be a free citizen. We will not be oppressed by our governor. We will not be oppressed by our mayor. And we as Texans must stand together against these illegal orders now, or it's only going to get worse. Hey, do you guys know the mask doesn't stop COVID? And that the sun kills COVID in 30 seconds? You guys are perfectly safe. You don't need that mask. Plus, you're holding hands. And now you're sucking your own carbon dioxide. Free yourself. Breathe oxygen. You have betrayed us, Governor Abbott. You have betrayed the state of Texas, Governor Abbott. You have betrayed the state troopers who protect you, Governor Abbott. This is a shame. This is a blight on Texas. Texas should be leading America in freedom. Texas should be leading America in individual rights. But you have sold Texas out, Governor Abbott. And now you have your own state troopers out here in the hot summer sun sucking in their own carbon dioxide because you made them wear a mask that doesn't even stop COVID. You allow the Texas Health Commission with guidelines from the CDC and the World Health Organization, which we have now been removed from, you allow them to set our policy? Why should a bunch of bureaucrats on the other side of the planet be setting healthcare policy for Texas? The answer is because Governor Abbott has sold us out, and he makes us wear a mask that doesn't even stop COVID, and then threatens to fine you if you don't wear the mask, which is also illegal. Why would the governor make us wear a mask that doesn't stop COVID? Why would the mayor make us wear a mask that doesn't stop COVID? Look into the science for yourself. The mask does not stop COVID. Quit blindly following authority. Quit listening to the government telling you what to do. You are a free citizen. You are a free man. You are a free woman. You are a free Texan. Take off the mask. Be free again. Take off the mask. Be a free man. It doesn't even stop COVID. Fight the tyranny. Fight the oppressors. Take off the mask. The government cannot make you wear a mask. The mayor cannot make you wear a mask.
Right now, people should not be walking. There's no reason to be walking around with a mask. When you're in the middle of an outbreak, wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better, and it might even block a droplet, but it's not providing.
Yeah, I'm Anthony Fauci. I'm a dirty commie. I'm going to make you wear a mask now, even though 2 months ago I said don't wear a mask because you're just a stupid dumbass, and I'm Fauci, and I work for Bill Gates, so screw you and take my vaccine, you dumb eater.
CNN, USA Today, and other mainstream media fake news outlets came out and said that a new Trump campaign t-shirt that has an American eagle spreading its wings standing on top of an American flag is Nazi. And they had the Soros-funded Snopes groups and others fact-check it to say, yes, now the American flag and, yes, the American eagle are Nazis. No, George Soros that funds Snopes and Media Matters and the rest of them, he's the real Nazi collaborator. But this shirt, I think, is really the perfect campaign shirt. So we've made one even better than what Trump's people came up with. Two different versions of it with something even worse. The Betsy Ross flag, our first flag, that they also say is racist, even though she was a famous abolitionist. So these shirts are at Infowars.com. They're the American Eagle, Betsy Ross flags. Two different designs, guaranteed to spread the word, and, of course, trigger lip tarts everywhere. Exercise your First Amendment or lose it. Infowarsstore.com.
To the second hour of the InfoWars War Room, joined in studio now by friend of the broadcast, Chris Nyweem. Always good to have him back. And Joe Collins, who is running for office, joecollinsforcongress.com, running against Maxine Waters, a no-brainer in that debate right there.
Literally.
You know, it's amazing, though, when you look at the Maxine Waters and the Pelosi's and the Schumer's of the world. I mean, even the Bidens, it's the weirdest thing because the people that are out protesting Donald Trump are acting like Trump is the one to blame for all these inherited issues, all these government issues and all this stuff. Trump hasn't even finished one term as a politician. Meanwhile, Pelosi, I mean, Waters has been in office for almost 70 years. Unfortunately, I'm sorry to say she came from my backyard in St. Louis and then corrupted your state of California. But you know, real quick, you know, you're a Navy veteran.
Yep.
I heard you talking earlier on the Alex Jones show about kind of your story growing up. And now here you are with an opportunity to actually help your community, to serve your country beyond just when you put on a uniform.
Yeah.
And you'd think, wow, I'm going up against Maxine Waters. It doesn't get much easier than that with her corruption, with her husband, with all the things she's done and said that have instigated riot mobs, with the total devastation, sadly, that the great city of San Francisco has had to endure while she's been in office. So talk about your campaign, where people can get more information, and, you know, just in general, why you feel that this is your time to run.
I mean, it's not just the city of San Francisco. It's all of California that's been devastated with homelessness, poor leadership, poverty. But, you know, growing up in South Central Los Angeles, joining the military, serving 13 and a half years, in the Navy, getting out to get involved in politics, to come back to California with a black representative. This is the thing that gets me, a black representative like Maxine Waters. And you think that she would create some type of opportunity, some type of economic development, some type of, you know, leadership for the people in the district, and coming back home and seeing that that has not happened, it makes you think. And people call her auntie. You know, like, why would you call this lady auntie? Like, I have aunties, real aunties, blood aunties, and they have never left me hanging. Like,
the real Maxine auntie Waters. Is Aunt Jemima. They canceled her.
Exactly. In the council, Maxine Waters, like, they canceled Aunt Jemima. You know what I'm saying? Keep that same energy that you guys have with Aunt Jemima.
Let's go after Maxine. She's the real one oppressing us.
Exactly. Our district is poor. You know, when President Trump talked about crime-infested, you know, S-holes of states, California fits that description, just like black people fit the description when they're attacked by police in some instances. Not all instances, just some instances, you know, so.
Well, and the craziest thing about that is people don't even, until they've been to San Francisco, they really don't realize how bad it is.
Yeah.
Most people may remember the San Francisco they visited in the 70s, 80s, 90s, mm-hmm. sprawling, banking, you know, big industry, wealth creation.
Yep.
But it, for the last 20 years, I mean, it's become a third world squalor looking place, quite frankly. And I mean, people go there, high income communities. If you mm-hmm. want to go live in high income communities in downtown San Francisco, you're talking about lofts, condos, apartments. You step outside and the odds are there's somebody out there shooting up with heroin on a government provided needle.
That's true.
Taking a dump right on your stoop and wiping their butt with your newspaper.
Yeah.
I mean, this is what happens in San Francisco.
Yeah, this is what happens in San Francisco, and that's Nancy Pelosi's district. And so when you talk about someone who has been in office for a very long time, you have the Nancy Pelosi's, the Maxine Waters, the Adam Schiff's, and you, like you said, you step outside your very nice condo, sky rise, and to see trash, it's like, what have these people been doing in a long time? You know, and then you have Joe Biden, who has been in office 47 years, and all of a sudden he somehow losing his mind, knows the answer to fix the problems that we have in America. And then you move down to Southern California, Los Angeles, where, you know, where Maxine Waters is representing, and people are still voting this woman into office knowing that she's done absolutely nothing for the people of the district. That, like you said, homelessness, poverty, the lack of economic development, the lack of education. I mean, we're ranked 48 out of 50, you know, when it comes to education. And you think that she's black, you know, she's supposed to be helping us. If anything, if you're black, you're supposed to be helping the black people, you know, and she haven't done that. And then you look at Barack Obama, a black president, and he's done absolutely nothing for the black community either. He put all his effort into LGBTQ.
Oh, if anything, he disenfranchised the black community. But I want to come back to something you said. California, 48th out of 50 in education.
Education, yeah.
Now, when you see a stat like that, people don't tend to think about what that really represents or how it got there. If you think about California, and you were talking about this earlier too, I would bet California is number one, maybe two or three, top three for sure, probably in the taxes. Most taxed state in the union by far.
Number two.
So you'd think, oh, well, they're taxing. So surely our schools have to be the best, right? They're the worst.
Yep.
And this is what I try to explain to people. Where does the money go? The Democrats are literally stealing, and Republicans too, but specifically for this case, the Democrats are stealing billions of dollars from the taxpayer. Billions.
Yep, they are.
They are. And you know what? In California, we know where the majority of that money goes. It goes to illegal immigrants, right? $150 million for a stimulus bill for people who are not even legally supposed to be in our state, sanctuary state. Housing for people who are not supposed to be in our state. Free medical care for people who are not supposed to be in our state. That's where our money is going. All these taxpayer funded dollars are going to illegal immigrants because they feel that somehow if you let these people in and you incentivize them breaking the law while you punish real Americans for breaking the law, that they're somehow going to vote for you and keep you in office, which is absolutely false.
Joe Collins for Congress.com. Chris Nyweem, friend of the show, with us here too. You're doing everything to get a buzz created for Joe in D.C. I know that. You're trying to get him as many media hits as you possibly can. We're glad you guys could make it here today. I'm curious, though, what's the response been like? Because here in Texas, the Texas GOP is as good as dead, man. I mean, if you're a true patriotic Republican conservative that wants to get involved, they pretty much smash you like a bug. They don't want you involved. They don't give you any help. So what has the response been for Joe in D.C. And how's the campaign going locally?
I think it's going great. Well, first of all, Joe gets his own hits. I mean, Joe is really out there doing, you know, like President Roosevelt, Teddy Roosevelt said, you know, the fellowship of the doers, Joe is in that. That's someone out there doing things, pushing a message, being exciting, and with a very independent mindset. So it's been an exciting project to be a part of, you know, and Joe understands national security. He understands veterans issues. He understands local economy. So he's doing everything. I mean, it's been busy. But I think the key is to reach undecided voters, right? I mean, reaching people. It's all about people, you know? I mean, we have two parties in this country. I get it. You know, we lean towards the Republican Party, but it's also about results. And party politics are something that happens, but I don't think that's something that Joe's been doing. I mean, he's been doing, like, he's all about people. And I think that's what everyone needs. So it's been busy. It's been exciting. And here we are in Austin, Texas. So, I mean, it's been a busy year so far.
Speaking of the people, there is Joe with the people. I'm guessing that's at a speech in Los Angeles in your district.
That was in Sacramento. We were with the Freedom Angels and We Have Rights organization, and we protested Gavin Newsom's closure of the state. We want to open it back up. I mean, like when you talk about a pandemic, a overblown pandemic where the recovery rate is, you know, 99.8%. And the contraction rate is 0.007. Like, what are you closing our states down? And for me, it wasn't so much as you closing down our state. It was the fact that the majority of the state in California, the majority of the cities have small businesses, right? And so you close small businesses, you close regular companies, you close corporations, and people don't have a way to make money. Well, bills still need to get paid, right? So if you're not providing resources to the community, then open back up. I would take a chance with my immune system and COVID-19 and taking a chance listening to Governor Gavin Newsom, who has proven that he is a hypocrite, and the people who are citizens of the United States, citizens of California, are not on the top of his priority list.
And rugged individualism is what built California. People putting everything on the line, including their families, risking their families to travel thousands of miles at the chance they might find a speck of gold in a creek in the desert. Yep. I mean, and that was what built California, and now it's everything but that. And it's even, you know, it's even sadder too. You know, let's talk about the shutdown when you come back. This is a total collapse of the free market by design. And they're going to try to mop it up by saying, oh, we need communism. We need some sort of state-controlled economy. That is the problem. That's what got us into this mess. We'll be right back with Joe Collins.
We close and lock our doors and windows at night, not because we're doing anything wrong, but because it's about privacy and it's about security. And it's something that we do to protect ourselves, going back thousands of years when we would post a dog or a sentry at the entrance of the village so we would know if predators or criminals were coming. Well, big tech, along with the federal government and other globalist organizations, have been tracking everybody illegally for years with their cell phones. But now the public is finally waking up because the enemy has openly announced it's the fact. And the Clinton Foundation Global Initiative with Chelsea is running the private system to spy on you and your family. That's right, the Democrats, the globalists, the Chi-Coms, they've all got our number. They're tracking us in lifetime. But with Privacy Pockets, the best system at InfoWarsStore.com, you can protect yourself and your family by keeping your cell phone inside of the little pouch. We're selling more of these in a day than we used to sell in a month because America and the world is waking up. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com and go stealth.
Let's go to Juan in Connecticut. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, hello. Can you hear me?
I sure can, sir. Thank you.
Hey, Alex. Before I start, man, I wanted to talk to you, bro, and it's a pleasure to be talking right now here, man.
Sir, it's an honor to talk to you, brother.
I'm calling from New Brand, Connecticut, and I just want to plug in. I'm a truck driver, and Tuboforce have changed the way I drive. Me and my brothers that drive, there's a couple of us. We all Hispanics, Cubans, Puerto Ricans. We used to be on Monster and Red Bull and all that, and I have lost weight because I stopped drinking all that sugar, and I just want to thank you for that, man.
Well, brother, we put more in this than any other long-term, high-quality energy powder there is. So this was designed by one of the top guys in the country. He didn't want his name on it because, obviously, the political issues. But we had to pay a lot of money for this formulation just for the design of it. And we believe it is the best, strongest, but healthiest energy out there. And you're saying that it's made your life better, so that means a lot to me. Thank you. To all your truck drivers, we love you.
It's Christmas in July. We ran the sale last year. It was very, very popular. And so I am now announcing that we are running it again in the year 2020, a very important election year. And we have some fabulous new shirts that I think should be the campaign shirt of 2020. It's the American Eagle boldly spreading its wings, sitting atop a Betsy Ross flag. And the shirts are on sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I got the idea from the Trump campaign having a similar shirt that the media called Nazi, which, of course, it isn't. And since it's so triggering to the leftists and the globalists, well, we're going to make sure there's even more of these on the streets to spread the word and exercise our First Amendment in the face of these tyrants. We also have store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. So whatever great item it is that you want, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points on your next order, and at least 50% off across the board. Now, I'm going to have to end this sale very, very soon because a lot of these products are about to sell out. So take advantage of it right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Infowars.com/show.
We're just talking politics here with Joe Collins, his great campaign team that's with him too, and it's just mind-boggling because there's so much going on right now. We could talk about the state being shut down because of COVID, but then all the issues with Democrat leadership. When it comes to funding, they don't even want to open schools, but they want hundreds of millions of dollars to fund their closed schools. Right. Well, what the heck? That doesn't even make sense. And then there's the issue too. And I told Joe, hey, I don't want to push the wrong buttons here. Sometimes I tend to do that.
I came on your show to push buttons.
Well, here's what I want to say. Cause let's talk about the state closure. But yeah. I'm actually glad that you're not technically relying, quote unquote, on Republican state leadership, because I've seen what the GOP has done here in Texas. Mm-hmm. And they basically throw any patriotic, true conservative Republican under the bus. Either you play ball with them or they don't give you any support. So yeah. I'm glad to hear you're going boots on the ground. You're doing food drives. So talk about your local effort, which is really what Republicans need to be doing, folks. That's the new game that liberals do that Republicans don't. But talk about your local drives to help get boots on the ground campaign style management. And then again, though, when it comes to the shutdown, what are Californians saying? What are they thinking? What are they saying? Can their kids go back to school? Are they going to have to wear a mask? What do they tell you when you go out and do these food drives and local events?
So one of the first things that we had to do was we had to actually listen to what the people in the community wanted. And they want better education. They want to be safe. They want to know that, their representatives actually care and they want to listen to them. With that being said, we've done a lot in the community. I mean, we've gotten a program sponsored with the Hidden Pioneer so we can get NASA back into our schools along with STEM jobs. We work with the aerospace industry so we can get apprenticeship and journeyman programs set up for people who don't have college degrees to get quality jobs. I mean, we've worked with elected local officials, the mayor, the police commission to, you know, get an oversight committee and get money reinvested back into the Black communities and everything. And these are things that the representatives are supposed to be doing. Ever since COVID-19 hit, we are absolutely positive that our state, our local government was not ready for it, because it, had that been the case, then our businesses wouldn't be shut down. But since then, we've been able to do food drives. We've been very blessed to do food drives in 5 different locations, at least 3 or 4 times a week throughout the city. And people really appreciate that. And I feel like this is the job that the representatives are supposed to be doing on a regular basis. But because they have been failures for so long, they're out of touch with what it is that the people need. I mean, we have the homelessness that has been completely neglected since COVID-19 came around. I mean, people actually forgot that we have a homeless pandemic in California.
By the way, deadly disease was already spreading throughout the homeless.
We had typhoid. Yeah. We had typhoid.
And bubonic and all this stuff.
Exactly. And these are ancient diseases are coming back, right? And nobody's doing anything about it. And all of a sudden, it doesn't matter because we have this boosted plague, the quote-unquote COVID-19, which kills less people than car accidents every single year throughout the United States, which they never shut the state down for car accidents. They never shut the state down for gang violence, and gang violence is absolutely prevalent in our communities, Black on Black.
You know, I want to focus on that because you served in the Navy 13 years, was it?
13 years, yeah.
And Chris, you served how many years as well?
6 years.
6 years? Okay, so we're talking almost 20 years combined between you two. I mean, imagine you guys come home from your service and just a normal day, and then a storm rolls in, and it's some really bad hail, and there may be a tornado, and then something flashes on the TV, and it says, the government, the state of California, says you can't leave your home due to hail. I mean, that's basically what they're saying. You don't get the right to choose whether you want to go out into a dangerous environment or not. So I just want to kind of get both of your takes as somebody that served in the military to fight for our freedoms, to fight for our choice to go out in public, whether there's a pandemic or not. And then, like you said, you come back and you see that these tyrannical governors and mayors are saying, no, you don't get to be free. I mean, what do you think when you see that, Chris?
Yeah, well, I think first and foremost, I mean, this is why we need Joe Collins in Congress. We need veterans in the Congress, and we have 22 million veterans in this country, over 320 million citizens. So veterans, we are a minority in terms of the citizenry, but I think that type of leadership is needed. So that's why we need to get more veterans in Congress like Joe. You may know this, but, you know, When I came to Texas last time, the executive order was going on with the governor, and Texas is a conservative state, and maybe it was well-intentioned, but to me, I thought it was illegal and unconstitutional that you would land, no one would give you any briefing, and you land, and they want to know where you're going, where your quarantine location is, all this stuff. And
you didn't really have fun with that, did
you? No, well, I was detained for 5 minutes, and then after I stumped the troopers, they let me go. But essentially, I mean, I was polite to them, they were polite to me. They said, hey, sir, did you get this form all filled out? I said, well, no, I didn't. And I had questions for them. Happy to share my flight number, happy to talk to them. But to give the government of Texas or any government, state government, the location of where you're going to be staying, and the form said, if you don't, you know, the troopers can come check on you to make sure you're in your quarantine location or you will go to jail. That is unconstitutional. It is illegal, and it is crazy. This is not escape from LA. This is not escape from LA, or in this case, escape from Austin.
Escape from Texas.
Escape from Texas.
Escape the Texas GOP.
And of course, the irony was, you know, I actually met up with you. I went to an event at the state capitol, an event that was going on, and the troopers were there protecting people. It was illegal. They knew it. So, you know, I understand guidance, but it is totally. And what bothered me the most was, and I just leave it there, is everyone on the flight was just filling this out. And I'm sitting there like, I was thinking about being in the military, and I was like, this is literally, I'm not going to do this. I don't want to be confrontational, but I can't fill out this form.
And isn't that wild? Like, you're like the Lone Ranger. Like, nobody wants to be free in this country. Like, nobody has any desire to fight corrupt authority. And you know, by the way, I've read reports out of Hawaii where they will come. They will. They'll even follow you to your quarantine zone. You land on an airplane in Hawaii, 2 weeks quarantine. So, but Joe Collins running for Congress. Joe, again, do you think about your service, the things you put on the line to enshrine the freedoms that we still hold dearly here in America, and you come back and people are saying, wear a mask, close your business. Mm-hmm. I mean, that has to upset you. That's why you're running.
Yeah, you know what? Absolutely, it does upset me. And this is not something I have to dream about. This is something I deal with on a daily basis. And even as a veteran, I have people, you need to wear your mask. Like, no, first of all, you need to slow down and hop back on the short bus, because I fought in this country for us to be able to exercise our rights, your right to free speech. And I'll fight for your right for free speech, whether I like what you're saying or not. You know, if I don't like it, I'm going to say something to you, but I ain't going to try to silence you. And that's what we have right now. Wear a mask. I don't want to wear a mask. If I don't have to wear a mask, I don't need to wear no mask. I'm not sick. What do I need to wear a mask for? In my opinion, this is the biggest case of discrimination that I've ever seen. It's bigger than discriminating against black people back in the day is going to try to eat in a white restaurant. You know what I'm saying? Why do I have to put a mask on and you treat me different because I don't want to wear a mask? I'm not sick. But the fact that you want me to wear a mask means that you're assuming that I am sick, which is a discriminatory act. You know what I'm saying? And I fought against this. I fought so we can have our freedoms. I fought so we can have these rights. So when I come here and people want to tell me things, my first thing is like, no, first off, you can kiss my ass. You know what I'm saying? And that's exactly how I feel. I don't want to do it. I don't have to. You can take me to court. I'm going to counter sue, but we're going to win. And I think that's the attitude that every single American should have. Now, on the flip side, if you feel like, you know, you should have COVID-19 or you feel like your immune system weak, stay in the house, but don't force everybody to stay in the house just because of your insecurities.
By the way, telling the left to kiss my ass, telling the left to kiss your ass, that's the kind of attitude we need in Congress. That's why we need Joe Collins in Congress. Joe Collins for Congress, final words.
Listen, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. Now, if you're in a city, like I'm a named city, so you're in New York, you're in Los Angeles, you're in Chicago, God forbid, with Mayor Beetlejuice.
You're elbowing the vaccine up there. You see that?
Yeah, that's what I do.
This is live footage, actually.
I lay the smackdown on people because this is how I roll. But look, we need people in office who will fight for you. And the people you've had have proven not to fight for you. Your crime rate is going up. Your quality of job.
Joe Collins for Congress.com.
Much of the United States bureaucracy, all of Hollywood, and most of our media is under international banking control. The United Nations was set up by the Rothschilds and Rockefellers on record to carry out this operation. Now, under the guise of medical security, they're bringing us medical tyranny. And we see much of the federal government, the Democrats, the Republicans, all saying, except for Trump and a few people, that we need a nationwide force mask mandate to make everyone wear a mask. Even though just months ago we had the Surgeon General and others say, don't wear a mask, it's all a fraud. Now they say you must wear a mask. It's a sign of slavery. It's a sign of submission. I know you as listeners understand that. But we need sheriffs and county commissioners and city councils and others to stand up and say, we are sanctuary cities for reality and for state and local sovereignty against the globalists. This isn't the federal government taking over. It's the UN through the federal government. And we as American citizens must say no.
I know what we'll do to make them conform to our cult. We'll all tell them to wear masks or they're going to die. And then we'll release the pressure for a while and then bring it back and squeeze it harder and release it again. And we'll be the virtue signalers. We'll be the angels, even though our Lord and Master Bill Gates helped fund the whole COVID-19. Oh.
No, don't Sudoku me.
That's right. That's the code word for Bill Gates' operation he carries out with his good little buddy, Dr. Fauci, in the surgeon cult. Because, you know, for girls, there's five different types of villains they secretly desire in the romance novels. One of them's the vampire, the werewolf, the billionaire, and who else? Oh, that's right. There's the surgeon, and then there's one other one. And it's so much fun to be ruled over by these psychotic psychopaths. And it's so good to know that they're our masters and are coming to rape us with their inoculations.
Psychopaths are so hot.
Oh, yeah.
Where the hell did this water come from?
InfoWarsStore.com.
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
Americans have had freedom for so long, and most Americans were born into such docile times compared to the rest of history, that we really have a blind spot for tyranny. We don't appreciate the American way, truth, justice, due process, the right to self-defense, private property, because we've had it so long, and we just think that's how the rest of the world is. Ladies and gentlemen, the Renaissance, the social contract that's 500 years old to try to build up humanity and try to believe in humanity and to try to empower the weak as well as the strong is something the West invented, and that's what made our modern world. That's now been hijacked by the technocrats, by the globalists, who say humans are ugly and bad for the earth and we need to be culled and dumbed down and put into subgroups that the elites dominate, manipulate, and command if we're even lucky enough to stay alive. And that's what COVID-19 is, a global UN revolution against free humanity, against your family, against prosperity, and against your future. If you don't stand up and fight, you deserve what you get.
Infowars.com/show.
There's cucks.
You're fucking white male.
And then there's the cuck slayer.
If you impeach Trump, it'll be civil war.
It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
It's Christmas in July at InfoWarsStore.com. Some of the top-rated, top-selling supplements are 50% off right now, such as Turbo Force, Extend-A-Wise, Living Defense, DNA Force Plus, Ultra 12 Vitamin B12 Supplement, Survival Shield X3, Brain Force Plus, Bodies, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping, store-wide free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. And when you're thinking about a larger item, a heavier item, like a water filter, like an air filter, like emergency storable food from InfoWarsStore.com, the free shipping is big savings. We're covering those shipping costs, part of the Christmas in July sale at InfoWarsStore.com. The best supplements, the best air filters, the best water filters, the best shower heads. Yeah, the best shower heads. The best emergency storable food supplies and the best audience for supporting us at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, we go to the best in media in Kansas, as far as I can tell, and that's Tom Papert from National File. Tom, what is the latest on the National File today?
Oh, and we're kind of in an interesting time right now where it's been a couple weeks, maybe a month, since the rioting, the looting, the violence really kicked off in the country. And just now, the justice system is starting to catch up with some of these people. So we're going back and kind of following up on what happened in this city, what happened in this city. And you find out that these poor vehicles that were attacked by rioters, well, it turns out it was a 58-year-old man with cerebral palsy. It turns out that it was a woman just trying to get home from work, and she had no business being there, and she was attacked because people were in the street. So it's been a very interesting thing today. We've just kind of taken it upon ourselves to follow up on these, and it turns out, no, these are not racists that are being attacked. These are normal people trying to get home. Something interesting to kind of have a little bit of a hindsight on, as it seems to be heating up again in some places throughout the country.
Well, and it just gives light to the aspect of this riot mob, this Democrat riot mob that's going around. It's really not about skin color or any of that. Yeah, there's little factions and motives for that, but it's really just about either get involved with their liberal mob or you're not part of it. It's like, you know, it's a binary option. Either you're part of the Democrat liberal mob or you're not, and if you're not, then you're our enemy. It's like when I went out to the first Mike Ramos protest the night he got shot, and I was just out there filming. I didn't know what was going on. I just happened to be driving by. I start filming, and they all start harassing me because they find out who I am, and they say, well, you know, you're for the police. And I say, no, I'm just out here neutral. They say, there is no neutral. So there is no neutral for these people. And it's sad, Tom. It is sad that you have people have to learn the hard way and become victims of this Democrat riot mob. But I mean, hopefully they'll be going and voting and remembering that when they do in November.
I certainly hope so. I mean, what we're looking at is really a Marxist-styled revolution where if you are not with the revolutionaries, then you can be physically assaulted. Maybe it's more akin to the French Revolution. If you're not with the revolutionists, if you're not with the people who want to upend the civilization, the society, and remake it in their own image, then you are the enemy. You're in the way. You need to move. You need to get out of the way. You need to join them. And so that's what I think the riots really are all about. And I think that's what this latest spate of cancer culture is about, where, of course, we followed Nick Cannon religiously yesterday because it was very fascinating to see what he said finally crossed the line, calling, of course, Jews and white savages. And that seems to finally be the thing, saying that they're closer to animals than humans, that put people over the edge. That's what it seems to take to beat cancel culture, is calling white people and Jews animals who could be killed.
Which, of course, is insanity. But it's the same measurement of saying, well, the mayor of New York City, Bill de Blasio, he painted Black Lives Matter in front of Trump Tower. So surely the rioting and the murdering and the theft and everything is going to stop. No, it just goes up more. And so that's another aspect of this, Tom. The more you give in to this Democrat riot mob, the more empowered they become to just commit all-out anarchy crimes. I mean, literal murders just at will, just wanton murders in the streets in New York City. It's, I mean, honestly, folks, there's actually good odds now. If you walk around New York City, you're going to see a dead body. That's how bad it's gotten in New York. I mean, hell, you can plug it into social media and say dead body in New York City. I've seen pictures. There are pictures of bodies stacked on top of one another with bullet holes in them. And this is where New York City's at. But hey, oh, de Blasio painted Black Lives Matter in front of Trump Tower. How could this be happening? How could this be happening, Tom? I thought the Black Lives Matter murals and on the billboards and on the streets, surely that the Democrat riot mobs would stop. No, it's just getting worse.
Well, and actually, that's one of the newest developments that's happening in this country, is you have actual community leaders, people who live in these New York neighborhoods where crime is skyrocketing, now saying they want the return to the New York City anti-crime police. The plainclothes police officers who assimilate into a neighborhood and generally are there to be responsive if something bad happens, which, of course, were purged to appease the riot mob, who said that that was racist and they went after minorities and they were cruel and they abused their power. So we had to get rid of those. And meanwhile, as you just said, crime is skyrocketing. And not, you know, New Yorkers, yes, a lot of them, it is an overwhelmingly leftist city, but they're not stupid people. They see police go away, crime skyrockets. Anybody with a brain can put that together, Owen.
Again, I really can't fathom how Americans can't succumb to this. And it's all just media propaganda. But I mean, seriously, I remember going to New York City when I was a kid, but it's just like, if you would have gone to New York City in the 90s or the early 2000s, and you would have said, hey, you know, there's disease, you got to wear a mask. The average New Yorker, Democrat, Republican, in between, whatever, would have said, kiss my ass. I'm not wearing a damn mask. What the hell you think this is? But oh, now that, oh, and it's all aimed against Trump. Like, that's kind of their like gravitational force. It's like, oh, well, as long as I aim it against Trump, then I'll get all these brainwashed minions to buy in, whether it's wear a mask or tear down your city or murder people or tear down statues or whatever it is. It's like that's their gravitational force. As long as they aim whatever weapon at that, they get all the brainwashed liberals to buy into it.
You know, I think you're onto something there, Owen, and I think that's part of the same reason. And in all fairness, we see some of that on the right, where Trump has been hijacked. Trump is just a man, but by both the right and the left. On the right, he's this messianic Reagan-like figure. On the left, he's this Hitlerian, worse than Stalin, the greatest mass murderer the world has seen since Genghis Khan type of figure. And so the mythos of Trump is enough to manipulate either side to do whatever you want. And so that's all the left does now, is they use Trump as a sledgehammer to get the great unactivated imbeciles who roam amongst us in society to, like a robot, turn around, start frothing at the mouth and marching in whatever direction the orders say.
Meanwhile, Trump is actually doing everything the Democrats have planned and told the people they would do for 40 years. And Trump is actually trying to do it, and that's why they're so pissed off. And you know, and on a weird scale, I mean, even if you just want to leave it at that level, Tom, I mean, think about that. Imagine being such a fraud or such an incompetent boob and being so braggadocious about skills you don't have that you just get fully exposed by one man with no political experience. And that just drives you so crazy. You become some sort of self-destructive maniac.
Well, and it really shows what these political skills, what this experience really does. I mean, we have a guy who never was in office before. He comes into office. He does an all right job that takes everything in their power to stop him. You have to cart out this 70-year-old Dr. Fauci to actually get any type of sliding in the polls. It really just shows how amazing it is to have an outsider in the presidency. And I think that's a good thing to take away from this horrible time we're in as a country.
You know, and here's what I hope Trump changes as far as his tact is concerned, should he be reelected. He needs to hire outsiders. No more of these DCites, no more insiders, no more people that are involved in DC politics ever again. Bring in people from Texas, from Oklahoma, from Iowa, from Missouri. Bring outsiders in. Let's really drain the swamp.
The reasons that the globalists launch this planetary lockdown, the number one reason is it serves every one of their purposes. We've gone over those purposes many times here on air. The cashless society, the surveillance system, global government, medical tyranny, forced inoculation. But the most important facet is it teaches us that we are obsolete, that we are non-essential as we begin to witness automation, computers, and robots take over the jobs that people once had by design. This isn't like it's some advancement that we just fell into. It's been pre-planned, organized globally, and it's extremely predatory. And through governmental actuaries and tax programs and regulations, the central banks that control it all are able to pick the winners and the losers and consolidate power. This is the truest form of technocracy, fascism.
We are selling more privacy pockets a day than we were previously selling in a month, because of the Clinton Foundation running the contact tracing, and admittedly with Google and Apple tracking all Americans on their phones, even if you opt out of it or get rid of the apps. People realize these criminal groups are surveilling you and selling your data and using it to control your life, sharing it with Antifa, sharing it with Black Lives Matter, sharing it with the deep state to oppress not just high-profile people, but the general public. That's why folks are taking back control of their lives with these little Faraday cages that you can put your cell phones in that knock out the ability of the cell towers to ping it every few seconds and track your location. This is the only way to have your privacy, and people are taking their privacy back, and it's very, very exciting. They're at $19.95 a piece at InfoWarsStore.com. We've ordered even more. A huge shipment's coming in next week, so get yours now and be part of the movement to cut Big Brother off.
Allergies, dander, asthma, germs, toxins. There are many reasons why we need to think about what is really in the air around us. We may not be able to stop breathing, but we can control what's in the air we breathe. The revolutionary Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system is a powerful ally in the fight against the dangerous toxins and viruses in the air. Powerful, quiet, and effective, the Breeze uses a four-step purification process to help you breathe easier and cleaner. Similar systems could cost hundreds to even thousands of dollars, but the Alexa Pure Breeze air purification is the best and most affordable, bar none. The Breeze and the Ion Cluster patented technology used in the system eliminate up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze today and save big on a world-class air filtration system for your home. Don't keep breathing toxic or dangerous air. Get this special today at InfoWarsStore.com.
There are a lot of reasons to get an Alex Jones plastic mask at InfoWarsStore.com. You can wear them out to political events. You can trigger libtards. But one of the biggest reasons is it's a great conversation starter at any costume party or at Halloween. But on top of that, they admit that wearing these masks does absolutely nothing to protect you from COVID-19 or anything else. It's total virtue signaling to show that you're prepared for the forced inoculations and contact tracing that they're openly announcing. It's an act of submission. It's an act of like putting a burqa on your head and bowing down. But a big reason to wear these is then into stores, when people ask you why you're wearing a Halloween mask, say it's just as useless as the stupid cloth mask that you're wearing. And the M95 mask
only control what's coming in, not what's going out. So they, quote, spread COVID-19. They don't protect from it. So, again, it's a great way to throw it back in these control freaks' faces. You buy one for $9.95. You get four more free. They're at cost. InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
We're back with Tom Papert from National File, Owen Schroyer here from InfoWars. This is the InfoWars War Room brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Tom, let's get into these news stories, which, of course, next week's news today, next month's news today, InfoWars.com. Trump campaign, well, the real story is Trump campaign fires Brad Parscale. Now, I guess Brad Parscale has some sort of delicate sensibilities or something, because all these other people inside the Trump campaign are now rushing to his defense. Like, I guess he's crying over the fact he got fired because he was not good at his job, which, again, we've been telling you for months. Finally, Trump either figured it out or made a move about it. But I mean, this is the weirdest thing, Tom, and I'm very suspicious. I have red flags and signs and spidey senses that just, you know, make me suspicious of people. I'm not saying I'm suspicious of Hogan Gidley or Jenna Ellis, but I am suspicious of the situation when Hogan Gidley comes out and others and they're saying, oh no, Parscale wasn't demoted or fired. He just has a new position. He's just the social media guy now. Oh, it's like, what is Parscale, this big, you know, 6'6" guy with his fancy beard? I mean, he can't handle it. His little delicate sensibilities can't handle it. Little Parscale. And it's just like, those are the kind of people in Trump's campaign? Not battle-hardened warriors like Roger Stone? Jenna Ellis on Twitter. Hating on Brad Parscale is typical fake news schadenfreude. What? And then she deflects to talk about Trump. And Brad has been excellent with data and digital over the past years. Really? How so? What proof do you have of that? What data? What digital anything? We're losing on the digital front, Jenna. So it's just like all these people rush to a poor little delicate Parscale's defenses. No, he's the one that blew it in Tulsa. No, he's the one that's blowing it with the social media censorship. No, he's the one that's blowing it when we see these polls come out, whether they're fake or not. That's him blowing it. So, and then it's his little delicate sensibilities. When I ask him for an interview, he sees it's InfoWars. He rolls his eyes like, oh, InfoWars. Like, oh, you're such a burden to me. Yeah, well, now I know why. Dude, we got Trump in office before you could even burp Trump. So what do you make of the Parscale firing and then all these people coming to his defense for his delicate sensibilities?
Well, it is interesting, and I do think that part of the reason maybe why Parscale was so well-liked by the Trump administration is, and to be fair, he has known Trump and done work for President Trump since well before the first campaign, but I think it's because he doesn't really seem to have a political bone in his body. I'm sure that he's on board with Trumpism. I'm sure that he really likes the president and what he stands for, but I just get the vibe from him that this is not somebody, this is not William F. Buckley, this is not Alex Jones, this is somebody who sees this as a tremendous opportunity to make a lot of money. There have already been reports that he's going to represent the governor of Florida's next campaign. This guy is basically going to be a fixture in Republican politics until the end of Republican politics, because he had the idea, he looked at the data, this is the story that we're all told, Owen, he had the idea to go to certain states based on data that they got from their email list, from social media, from everything else. So apparently he's a seer because of this. I think that the Trump campaign is realizing that doing the same exact strategy as 2016, where it's largely based on digital ad buys, is not going to work. Twitter has banned political advertisements. Facebook bans, it seems, almost exclusively every other Republican advertisement across the board. They're not going to be able to just buy up all the digital ad space and then a miracle occurs and they win. There is no room for discussion on digital platforms. Facebook shuts down right-wing discussion. Twitter will deboost you, demonetize you. We think we might have learned that as a result of the hack yesterday. They may have indeed lied to Congress. So the par-scale approach, maybe it worked well in 2016, but times have changed, and it doesn't make sense to have that guy at the top of your campaign. Now, I do have some concerns about his replacement, but he seems like he's been in the Trump sphere for a very long time, and he comes from the Chris Christie world before that, so at least he's gone have a lot of experience.
Meanwhile, as far as I could tell, there are still some people that are still locked out of their Twitter accounts. They're using the hack as the excuse. Trump Jr., Jim Jordan, part of them. I'm not sure if they've been reinstated since this morning, I believe, when I checked. But, I mean, what do you make of this? To me, this was, and there may be some more details coming out. It seems kind of still in the shadows, though. But this, to me, seems like somebody who wanted to make Bitcoin look bad and somebody who wanted to also have an excuse, whether it's now or in the future, to even give more censorship or more lockdown capabilities on social media. What do you think?
I honestly think this is just opinion. I haven't done as much research into the actual people who did the hack as perhaps I would like to have, but I think that it was probably people who try to hack websites. It seems to me that it was a somewhat simple way to get into Twitter's system, and that which those screenshots that we now have that show blacklist, this blacklist, search blacklist, apparently that is how this hack was accomplished. So I'm sure that it did make Bitcoin look bad. It probably made somebody a little bit of money, probably sitting in a desert somewhere in the third world. And as a result, we're now going to hopefully learn something from this. We could all just shrug and say, oh, Twitter needs better security. Who could have thought about that? But I think that we need to dig deep into this, and this can be a kind of silver lining. It's very bad that this happened, and of course, people still being locked out. I'm sure that's totally on accident, but if we now have essentially proof that Twitter engages in censorship, in the exact kind of censorship that they claim they do not engage in before Congress, I think that this could be a giant missed opportunity if we don't pursue that. It really looks like they might be in a lot of trouble, not just because they allowed who knows how. I mean, the former President Barack Obama's Twitter account to be hijacked, but that they apparently might. I mean, that's what Roger Stone, they wanted him to die in jail, lying to Congress. If that's what Twitter did, I think there should be repercussions.
Which, of course, they did. It's just now we just have more evidence against it. You know, and that's part of the biggest frustration that we're all dealing with here. I mean, and this is just one example, but it's like Dorsey and Zuckerberg and Sandberg and Wojcicki and Google with Ajit, what's the guy's name? Not Ajit Pai. Sundar Pichai. I mean, they get to come up here and lie. They get to come up here, run these most powerful tech companies. They get to come up here and sell us out to China. And it's just no repercussions. They get to come out here and censor free speech. I mean, it's just unbelievable. And it's all on record. It's all on record. It's all been exposed. They've lied about the whole thing. Thank God for Project Veritas and others. And yet we don't get any action. We get nothing. We have continued action in every way, shape, and form against the president of the United States, which is totally illegitimate. But the actual worldwide sell America down the drain, lying to Congress criminals face no action.
Well, Owen, this is one of my big concerns about the new campaign manager. From my understanding, he he seems to share alliances with other members of the White House, President Trump's son-in-law, his daughter, who, of course, I mean, I think that Jared Kushner probably wants to help his dad. He wants to make America great. But Kushner does have a lot of relationships with big tech in Silicon Valley. We recently saw Ivanka Trump announce a new jobs program, which, to its credit, looks like it's going to create jobs that do not require a college degree and increase people's opportunities in the trades, but it is done alongside Apple and IBM. So it's very telling that the White House has these connections to big tech. And I think the question of who this campaign manager is and what camp he aligns himself in within the White House is going to determine whether or not we actually get any changes with big tech.
And again, it's an insider. It's a regular. It's not a newbie. Hey, I understand wanting to bring in the experts, wanting to bring in the guys with experience, but you know what? Sometimes it's the rookie performance that wins you the championship. Sometimes it's the guy with the least minutes who comes in and makes the shot that nobody else would take. And to continue to go to the same source, which has continued to produce poisoned water, I just don't get it. It doesn't really seem like normal Trump moves either. I'm wondering, and the guy's so inundated and busy, who knows how much control he even has over this stuff. He may have entrusted other people to make these decisions, and they're just making the wrong decisions, or maybe for their own personal interest.
I think that could be one key difference. In 2016, InfoWars reported that nobody managed the Trump campaign but Trump. Well, now Trump is the leader of the free world. He may not have the time he did in 2016 to manage the day-to-day campaign.
Yeah, so much going on with China and everything else. Tom Papert, NationalFile.com. Follow all these stories and more with the great reporters at NationalFile.com. We'll be right back. Third hour of the InfoWars War Room continues after this.
Imagine telling someone just a year ago that in the middle of 2020, the Democrats, as well as many Republican leaders, would be calling for the United Nations WHO edict that all Americans wear masks be a, quote, federal order and mandate. Totally unconstitutional, annihilating states' rights. Think about that. A woman can kill her baby. We pay for illegal aliens' health care. But you've got to wear a mask for a virus that killed 20-plus times less than what they said, even if you believe the official story. This is about the WHO, the globalists, testing their power through the media over the federal government to set policy in the United States. This is our punishment for not going with the carbon taxes and the Paris Accord and all of it. And by the way, they admit that. They say, now your carbon's down one way or another, you stupid Americans.
Storable food is again available for shipping within 3 to 4 weeks. We have it. It's high quality, but it's got to be packaged and shipped out to you. Some items are shipping in a week, some in 4 weeks. So they're saying 3 to 4 weeks. It's My Patriot. We have their full catalog. They're in our back end at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your orders in now before the next big surge comes in. Believe me, every angle I've looked at tells me that really, really serious times are ahead, whether Trump wins or loses. The globalists have already created a worldwide depression, lockdowns at a planetary scale, and it's only intensifying. This is one of the big boxes you've got to get checked off. It's high-quality, storable food. My Patriot has really good, high-quality food at a very affordable price, and the packaging is the best you're going to find out there. Check it out for yourself at InfoWarsStore.com. And then the money that comes in that's extra helps us fund the information warfare operation that fights the globalist toe-to-toe. Get your storable food now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
Now, a message from Michelle Obama.
Hey, everyone. I just want to talk to you real quick about something I've been working on lately. It's called the Michelle Obama Podcast. Ooh. I can't wait for you to listen. In this first season, I'm going to be talking with some of the people I'm closest with. my mom, my brother, my friends, my colleagues.
That's
and
actually
many
insensitive
others.
For people that don't have moms. She should be canceled
that make
for that.
Us who we are. We'll be talking about the challenges and the joys of being a parent or a spouse.
Ooh, you can't say parent either.
That help us through the toughest times or the growth we experience when we lean on the colleagues and mentors around us. What I
it's
love
nice she gets to read off a teleprompter.
Is that there are topics and issues that we're all dealing with no matter what's going on.
Oh, here it is.
Whether that's a global pandemic or a nationwide reckoning with race.
Oh.
My hope is that this podcast can be a place for us to sort through the questions that we're all trying
to answer. Yes, I'd go for to you for sure.
Up and be a little vulnerable and have some fun along the way.
Oh,
and
I'm
most
sure.
Most importantly, I hope this podcast sparks ideas and topics that you can open up with within your own circles. Maybe
it'll inspire
you to have some conversations with loved ones that you've been meaning to have. So,
yeah, that's how it'll go.
You'll join me for the Michelle Obama podcast.
Get your head beaten in by these liberal commies.
Listen for free only on Spotify.
Oh, I can't wait. Oh, think about this. It's so hard. You know, this country is so racist. We elected a black president twice. And Barack Obama has since got Netflix deals, book deals. Now Michelle's getting Spotify deals. I mean, they're making hundreds of millions of dollars. They're buying luxurious resort level property in California, which is going to be underwater in 10 years. So think about that. They're spending millions of dollars on a property that's only going to be good for 10 years, and then it's worth nothing because the global warming is obviously going to flood it and it'll be gone, according to their own people, at least, if you believe any of that. But folks, let me just tell you how this is going to go. And you know, I've seen this coming and I've kind of been reporting on this a little bit, but here's how this is going to go. This is a total sign. They're going to politically activate Barack Obama before this election. And it's going to be really dicey for them because he's a very controversial figure. And in fact, even in many Democrat circles, he's not even left enough. So they're going to politically activate him. And he's probably going to come out as a full-blown leftist communist ideologue to try to catch up with the AOCs of the world. But they're going to use Michelle Obama's podcast. And yeah, for the first month or two, it'll probably be softball topics, family and everything. And they'll try to just get it a bunch of popularity and stuff. But then September starts to come up. October starts to come up. Then all of a sudden, you're going to be seeing little bits, little sound bites coming right out of the Michelle Obama podcast. And it's going to be just trying to destroy America, the same Marxist ideologies that you see out of Black Lives Matter and such. So just get ready for the wave of Michelle Obama propaganda that's about to come out of her Spotify podcast. I mean, what a joke. What a joke. I mean, seriously, as if Michelle Obama is some sort of like force of humanity that just draws so much attention. Everybody can't wait for that. No, it's going to be force-fed. It's going to show up every time you open up your Twitter or Facebook or whatever. It's going to be force-fed to you. It's going to be force-fed to you on Spotify. And it's all about politically activating the Obamas ahead of the November election. But you know what? As I'll predict that, I'll predict this. Just like Joe Biden can't put up a post on social media without being called out for sniffing kids. Just like Bill Gates can't put up a social media post without being called out for his eugenics. Just like Cuomo can't put up a social media post without being called a mass murderer for sending people into the nursing homes with COVID. Everything the Obamas do, as soon as they're politically activated, Obamagate will be connected to it. People will not forget about Obamagate, and Trump will move on them.
It's finally here. Introducing the new Survival Shield X2 Spray. Available now for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive Deep Earth Crystal Nascent Iodine. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface into the ultimate spray formula. Iodine is an essential mineral that helps support thyroid health, healthy metabolism, and healthy cognitive function.
Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off intro pricing at InfoWarsStore.com. That's Survival Shield X2 spray at InfoWarsStore.com.
We are back in the third and final hour of the InfoWars War Room. Wartime conservatism, ladies and gentlemen. Wartime conservatism is what is needed. Wartime conservatives is what is needed inside the Republican Party. President Trump is the bona fide example of this. It's time for the Republican Party to catch up. And another wartime conservative is Daniel McCarthy. He is running for office in Arizona. Reading a little bit about Daniel here. Turns out we have something in common. We both like the heat and we don't mind avoiding the snow every day of our lives. Of course, Daniel is running in Arizona. He's a wartime conservative. That's why he joins me now, unabashed supporter of President Trump. So, Daniel McCarthy, thank you for joining me.
Owen, thank you for having me.
You know, I see a major opportunity for Republicans, conservatives, patriots, Americans to retake this Congress back, not just for Republicans, because that's a nice headline political football game to play. Republicans versus Democrats in Congress. But no, we need Republicans that are going to unabashedly support President Trump, unabashedly vote for his policies, and unabashedly stand up against the liberal mobs that are trying to shut us down. Would you identify yourself as a wartime conservative?
Absolutely. Yeah, I've been trying to tell people this all across Arizona that right now the United States is in the midst of an actual war. And the war that we're in is so complicated and so sophisticated that it's now time that you send individuals that have the capacity and the backbone to stand up against this radical left, because they're rolling us over. We're always playing defense. And with President Trump, what we saw was, is we got our identity back as Americans, and now it's time for this wave of conservatism to take over this country before it's too late. They're now making us wear the government on our face. And they are closing down your churches, closing down your businesses. Folks, I, at some point, if we don't take back the Washington, D.C., we're going to have bigger problems.
And I think people are starting to realize the power of D.C., which was never the intention of Congress, by the way. It was never the intention for politicos out of D.C. to be running your lives. But it's turned into that. And that's why we need to send people into D.C. who are going to fight that, you know, and Daniel is a perfect example. You know, I have a whole list of people that are coming on this show that I say, hey, you know, these are wartime conservatives, man. And here's the opportunity. If we can get one or two or three, 10, 20, this changes everything. I mean, just look at the impact and the headlines that a radical leftist like AOC makes. I mean, imagine if we had voices actually fighting back against that every day in Congress. I mean, that's how not only can we save this country from the communist left right now, but we can also stop this indoctrination into our youth, and young people can say, hey, wait a second. It's not just these people that are active and fighting and entertaining. There's some conservative patriots that actually make more sense and actually are in it for my future.
Yeah, I have four children, okay? And here's the thing. When I look at my children in the eyes, I will rather fight this war than give it to them. And we will fight this war on any battlefront. Right now, it's time to do this politically. We are taking back the United States Senate. Arizona has been plagued with the tyranny of John McCain, and I'm putting the death nail in that machine, because realistically, for a long time, Arizona has been a gateway for many of the problems that the country is facing. A lot of people are unaware of how sophisticated the corruption is here. So I'm excited to serve. We're delighted to serve. I'm a business outsider, so my background is just a business background, and I can see the writing on the wall. Think about this, Owen. They're talking about gun confiscation laws in Arizona. I mean, never in a million years would I have imagined in Arizona we would be fighting for gun rights. This is the home of Tombstone. Okay, so the radical left is emboldened. I'm going to make Rand Paul look like a leftist. Okay, I mean, when you send a guy like me to Washington, D.C.,
that's a slogan right there.
You're going to send a guy that is a strict constitutionalist. I don't care about emotions. I don't care what someone calls me. It doesn't matter what you say to me. And furthermore, we're going to use offensive tactics to take our country back. We have to stop allowing the government to weaponize every single agency that they can to go after patriots. They've been doing it my entire life. So it's time now that we take a stand and we fight back. That's why I had to do this.
Oh, it's just so refreshing. It's honestly like, I mean, if we could get you and great wartime conservatives, then it'd be such a weight lifted off my shoulders, because I'm here in the media fighting this, you know, but like if we had people inside fighting this, oh my gosh, seriously, it would be such a weight lifted, because you talk about the organizations that target conservatives. I mean, whether it's the IRS or Media Matters, for whatever reason, the Republican Party, or what we've seen from Republicans in the past, I do believe this is changing. I hope 2020 is the year we get the political grounds to claim. But they still cater to the Media Matters mobs. They still cater to the fear of what the media might say about them or what they did. This is that idea, that concept of the left or the media lurking behind you. So you're constantly looking over your shoulders, wondering what to do, or licking your finger and seeing which way the wind blows. That has to be dead and gone. Republicans, yeah, and conservatives and patriots can't play that game anymore.
Owen, I will not take the paycheck to be your senator in Arizona. I will not take the pension. We are literally going to clog the arteries of Washington, D.C. One senator has a remarkable opportunity, and a lot of people don't know this, but you have 100 senators up there in Washington. Not one of them are calling these billionaires that are sponsoring this insurrection on the ground, by the way. Why do we not have people being held accountable for sponsoring insurrection, fostering communism in this country, trying to topple the freedom and liberty of our Constitution? And why is it that, again, like you said earlier, how are the Obamas getting away with what they've gotten away with? Why are the senators not calling these folks to Capitol Hill and making their lives miserable? It's time now that, like I said, we use the government for our purposes, which is taking our country back. I want freedom for my children. And once you realize how bad the situation is, you realize the writing's on the wall. The left is emboldened, and they're emboldened because of weakness. These Republicans, they campaign like libertarians, but they govern like Democrats. And it's time for it to end. And guys like me, I hope there's a lot more of me when we get there, but I can promise you that we're taking our country back.
Well, look, just one Daniel McCarthy in Congress would be so game changing. Like I said, I mean, whether it's Joe Collins, who is on as well, Laura Loomer, Kevin Speciale. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. We start getting people like this because that's the thing, too. They dominate. They get to dominate the Congress floor right now with their extreme rhetoric, which is built on a foundation of sand. When you have Republicans getting out there on Congress and making waves and making sound bites and making headlines, talking about the corruption of Obama, talking about how bad communism is, talking about big tech selling us out to China, that sticks. That's built on a foundation of cement, and that is actually going to stick. I mean, but we don't have those fighters right now. And the fighters that we do are kind of trying to battle the deep state. We don't have the fresh blood coming in and knowing how to make headlines in the new media era.
Owen, my Republican opponent said that we need a vaccination before we can stop social distancing. I mean, like I said, they're one party, and it's time. We can't afford this any longer. When we're talking about forced vaccinations, these people are wearing a pillowcase across their face. It's disgusting. You go inside these stores now and they kick you out if you don't have a pillowcase on your face. And Owen, it's so disgusting and disturbing to watch this, because Americans just are capitulating. They're just rolling over. If someone like me can provide people with political cover, then you might see a little bit of spine, I hope, because I'm not wearing a mask. My daughters are not wearing a mask. And I can promise you this, that if they keep on zapping up this cashless society like this, we're going to have to really start kind of deciding what we do as people, because it looks to me like they're trying to force us into this submission ritual of mask, yep, and compliance. And the days now are for us to sit back and do nothing. There's no more time.
Yep. We're about to take a break here, but just real quickly, did you ever imagine, I mean, you're a businessman. You're a little older than me. We were both born in the 80s. Did you ever imagine you'd be running for Congress?
No, as a matter of fact, I did everything in my power not to be a candidate. I donated $25,000 to the Trump campaign, and we spent a lot of time as an activist. It was kind of always a hobby, but I never wanted to be a candidate.
So, you know what? Let's stick with that message, because patriots are realizing they have to get involved now, folks.
Ultra 12 is already our overall number one bestseller. Ultra 12 is twice as strong as Secret 12 for an even lower price because I signed a huge multi-year contract to guarantee to buy a ton of it. And my bet ended up to be successful so far. Folks are ordering it in mass. They're getting great responses. They're giving us incredible reviews because we know what vitamin B12 of this type does, taken under the tongue, where it's more absorbable. It supports healthy nerve and brain cells, helps make DNA, help the body produce more energy, help produce healthy blood cells, essential for proper nervous system function, and so much more. You can take all the energy drinks and they won't do anything if you don't have the basics already in your body, like vitamin B12. Whether you're old, whether you're young, whether you're black, whether you're white, whether you live in Japan or the United States, Ultra 12 is the best vitamin B12 you're going to find out there. It's uber absorbable and it's 50% off right now at InfoWarsLife.com.
Cool that under the Megapolis technocracy plan, things are going to be so incredibly fair and wonderful because an all-seeing, all-loving computer that doesn't discriminate is going to decide who gets what resources, who gets what jobs. But in reality, it's building a post-human world so that you can be made obsolete, domesticated, dumbed down, drugged, distracted, atomized, and then slowly killed. This is the brave new world. It's the post-human world. It's the dreaming of the post-human world that Wired Magazine and the Wall Street Journal all tell us about. And, oh, now they tell us our smartphones don't just track our every move. They're monitoring our psychology and sending it back to a corporate database globally. You see, the bear trap closed on our leg now. And the vampire walked out of the bushes and is explaining to us how he's slowly going to bleed us and destroy us. CNN, USA Today, and other mainstream media fake news outlets came out and said that a new Trump campaign t-shirt that has an American eagle spreading its wings standing on top of an American flag is Nazi. And they had the Soros-funded Snopes groups and others fact-check it to say, yes, now the American flag and, yes, the American eagle are Nazis. No, George Soros that funds Snopes and Media Matters and the rest of them, he's the real Nazi collaborator. But this shirt, I think, is really the perfect campaign shirt. We've made one even better than what Trump's people came up with. Two different versions of it with something even worse, the Betsy Ross flag, our first flag that they also say is racist, even though she was a famous abolitionist. So these shirts are at InfoWars.com. They're the American Eagle, Betsy Ross flags. Two different designs, guaranteed to spread the word, and of course, trigger libtards everywhere. Exercise your First Amendment or lose it. InfoWarsStore.com.
Just during the break, I went and got a delicious cup, my second cup of the day. It's really strong. I shouldn't do this because all work and no play makes Jack a really aggressive boy, and the coffee adds to it. But Wake Up America coffee that everybody loves, highest rated in the Chiapas Mountains. It's beyond Mexican coffee, beyond Guatemalan coffee. It's the best coffee in the world. It's right on the border between the two countries in those rainforests. Hand-selected. It's beyond organic. Wild-crafted. Wake Up America coffee. People are blown away by how good it is. Same stuff sold in Whole Foods under another name for $30 for the same size container. Yes, folks, we've been selling it 10 years, never raised the price. $19.95 for that big old bag, 99% reviews, 598 reviews, 4.9 stars on third-party sites. Sign up for auto ship, additional 10% off. Get it auto-delivered to you so you don't forget to get it each month or every 2 months. You can click out to 9 months whenever you want the new order coming in. 15 days up to 9 months. Patriot Blend Medium Roast only has a 98% out of 814 reviews. It's not as popular. Anyways, it's all at InfoWarsStore.com.
Infowars.com/show.
Welcome back into the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfowarsStore.com. Daniel McCarthy is still with us at DemandDanielAZ. Is where you can find him on social media, the website demanddaniel.com, to find out more about his campaign. Folks, I don't think I have to tell you why we need Daniel in office. I think just hearing for yourself, you can understand why it's so important to get Daniel and other like candidates into this next Congress. What is it, like the 175th or something? 175th, I think is what it is. Anyway, we were talking before the break, and I asked him, did you ever think that you would be running for Congress? Is this something that you ever thought you would do? And I think, like, probably most of us, you never think you want to be involved in politics. If you're like me, it's like I avoid politics like the plague. Like, I never want to be involved. But when you see the state of America and where it's heading, you fight like hell to save it, to enshrine our freedoms for your lineage. Daniel has four children. He wants his children to grow up in the land of the free and the home of the brave, not the land of the mask and the home of the slave. And so I just think it's amazing, Daniel. I see so many people, and your story is just one of them, that were never politically minded, at least never thought they'd run for office, you know, didn't ever want to have the title of being in office or be considered a politician. But we've realized now that title of politician, whatever tarnishment or you know, mud and dirt it may have on it, we have to get in there and become fighters in the arena to save this country. And so I would imagine someone like you never thought they'd run for office. Now here you are running for office, but running for office to save this country.
It was actually a last resort. I can tell you, I grew up in a political home because my mother was the first woman councilwoman in the town I grew up in. And I watched what it did to her. And I actually grew up saying to myself, I'll never be a politician, just because I watched the turmoil that she went through and the painstaking nights that she would go through.
And that's just a local city councilwoman.
Business was frankly very good to me. The business community was something I naturally did well. So I can tell you, I actually did everything in my power to stay out of politics, including helping good candidates out. So if I found a good candidate, I would get behind them and I would help them out. And then year over year, as things just got worse and worse, and then I would go back to these state legislators or these congressmen and women once they got to DC, and it was like someone flipped a switch. You know, they got a taste of power, or they got a taste of a position, and they're all plotting their way to be president of the United States. Every time you look at one of them, it's like they're on this career path. So finally, I was like, guys, we're in the middle of an insurrection. Right now, as we're speaking, Owen, my governor, who's a Republican, by the way, in Arizona, just shut down our state practically, said that life is not going to go on as normal. And how long are we going to sit and take it? I mean, I'm running for office, but look, we're not going to deal with our schools being shut down, our churches being shut down, our gyms being shut down, our society literally coming to a screeching halt because of some globalist agenda of some sort. I mean, I think everyone's starting to wake up to the fact that we're in the middle of a war, and shame on the governor. If I get through this primary, I can tell you he's my very first phone call, and I can't wait to tell him, sir, you have 72 hours to leave office, leave our state. What are you doing here? It's painful to watch.
And you know, it's a head scratcher, but it's also a heart scratcher, because it hurts your heart to see that your candidates, your political representation is just completely violating their oath. I mean, just, it's like they never even took an oath. It's like they don't even want to be in a free country. They don't even care. And they just all buy into it. And again, folks, I've got more COVID news I'm going to cover here. It used to be controversial to call it a hoax. Folks, it's a hoax. There's a real virus. It did kill some people. The flu killed some people. I mean, you know, there's a virus going around just like any other flu season, and it did kill some people. But the media's inflated it. The Democrats increased the death counts by putting people into nursing homes with COVID. And so, but now everybody's kind of starting to look around because it's hitting everybody. Like you said, the schools. Okay, well, not everybody has kids, but a lot of people have kids. Now it's hitting them. The gyms. Some people go to the gym. Some people don't go to the gym. But guess what? Can't go to the gym. That now they're starting to wonder, why is that? I mean, bars, drinkers, ball games. I mean, so it's hitting everyone's life, and they're all realizing, wait a second, this was never about a virus. And so that's why it's so important to get candidates in office who understand that notion, and they aren't afraid to say it. They don't have the media bullies lurking behind them saying, don't say that, don't say that. No, they say, I don't listen to you. I say the truth.
Yeah, I can tell you, if this continues down this path, the least of their problems are going to be people running for office. Americans are not going to tolerate this for much longer. You have governors, like I said, our Republican governor are telling people that they have to wear a mask before they can go into a store. This is completely unconstitutional. They have no authority to do that. They're losing consent of the governed. And that's something that all of us need to recognize, that they don't actually have this authority. Our rights are God-given rights. They have nothing to do with a government at all. And at some point, they're breaking down the social contract. And I think we need to reexamine, when is that line drawn? Where is the line in the sand? As far as I'm concerned, I think we're there. We're at that tipping point where we're not going to tolerate this for much longer. And you can't tell us that we have to shut down until there's a vaccine, because we're not taking a vaccine for a virus that they're already starting to call influenza-like illness. If you notice, it's just like how global warming went to climate change. They went from coronavirus to influenza-like illness, just like that, overnight. This started in March. We're now in the middle of July. You have to be, at this point, you have to be very low IQ in order to believe that something more isn't going on here. Everyone's starting to catch up to this, and it's time to take our country back very quickly. And I advise these government officials that are involved with these boards, by the way. Our governor here, for example, is on a board, and they're funneling money from the federal government to pay their buddies. And it's right out in the open. They're not even hiding it anymore. They're so emboldened that they're just doing it. So it's time to see some justice, I think.
You know what? That is the messaging, though. You just hit on it. They are really, what they're trying to do here is force you to take a flu shot. But they knew that they couldn't do that because there was already so much scrutiny over the flu shot. And they know they can't just force vaccinate. So what do? Oh, it's the coronavirus. It's the COVID. They have the media scare, the death counts, the inflation of the numbers, all of it. And then they say, oh, well, you got to take the shot. But at this point, you've been hit with so much propaganda and fear that, oh, okay, yeah, I'll take the shot, not even realizing it's just the flu shot. They've literally rebranded the flu, and now they want to force you to take the flu shot, but they've just rebranded the whole thing. And, you know, you've got four kids just in the last 60 seconds. I would imagine you want your kids to grow up like we did, where you can go to the park, you can go to school, you can do all this stuff, and you're free to do it, that you don't have to be afraid of your kids going out, you don't have to make them take a vaccine or wear a mask to go out, and they can live in a free country.
Yeah, it's not about wanting, it's about they will be. My children will be living in a free America the way that we were given this country. We will fight. If that any battlefront necessary, they need to slow down very quickly. We're going to take back these seats, I believe, in August. We have a very big, obviously, election here coming up in the next couple of weeks. Ballots are already in the mail. Go to my website, demanddaniel.com. We could use all the help we can get, but we're taking back our government. Trust me on that.
Well said. Demanddaniel.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we need these wartime conservative patriots in Congress. It's the only way we can save this country. Demanddaniel.com. Daniel, thank you so much. All right, when we come back, we will cover some of this other COVID news. Don't go anywhere.
There are a lot of reasons to get an Alex Jones plastic mask at InfoWarsStore.com. You can wear them out to political events. You can trigger libtards. But one of the biggest reasons is it's a great conversation starter at any costume party or at Halloween. But on top of that, they admit that wearing these masks does absolutely nothing to protect you from COVID-19 or anything else. It's total virtue signaling to show that you're prepared for the forced inoculations and contact tracing that they're openly announcing. It's an act of submission. It's an act of like putting a burqa on your head and bowing down. But a big reason to wear these is then into stores, when people ask you why you're wearing a Halloween mask, say it's just as useless as the stupid cloth mask that you're wearing. And the N95 mask only control what's coming in, not what's going out. So they, quote, spread COVID-19. They don't protect from it. So, again, it's a great way to throw it back in these control freaks' faces. You buy one for $9.95. You get four more free. They're at cost. InfoWarsStore.com. We close and lock our doors and windows at night, not because we're doing anything wrong, but because it's about privacy and it's about security.
and it's something that we do to protect ourselves, going back thousands of years when we would post a dog or a sentry at the entrance of the village so we would know if predators or criminals were coming. Well, big tech, along with the federal government and other globalist organizations, have been tracking everybody illegally for years with their cell phones. But now, the public is finally waking up because the enemy has openly announced it's the fact. And the Clinton Foundation Global Initiative with Chelsea is running the private system to spy on you and your family. That's right, the Democrats, the globalists, the Chi-Coms, they've all got our number. They're tracking us in lifetime. But with Privacy Pockets, the best system at InfoWarsStore.com, you can protect yourself and your family by keeping your cell phone inside of the little pouch. We're selling more of these in a day than we used to sell in a month because America and the world is waking up. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com and go stealth.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality,
specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's Christmas in July. We ran the sale last year. It was very, very popular. And so I am now announcing that we are running it again in the year 2020, a very important election year. And we have some fabulous new shirts that I think should be the campaign shirt of 2020. It's the American Eagle boldly spreading its wings, sitting atop a Betsy Ross flag. And the shirts are on sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I got the idea from the Trump campaign having a similar shirt to the media called Nazi, which, of course, it isn't. And since it's so triggering to the leftists and the globalists, well, we're going to make sure there's even more of these on the streets to spread the word and exercise our First Amendment in the face of these tyrants. We also have store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points. So whatever great item it is that you want, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points on your next order, and at least 50% off across the board. Now, I'm going to have to end this sale very, very soon because a lot of these products are about to sell out. So take advantage of it right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
This broadcast is not for the weak-minded.
It's The War Room
with Owen Scheuer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
It's Christmas in July at InfoWarsStore.com. Big discounts on the top-selling, top-rated, top supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping store-wide, double Patriot points with every order. And don't forget about the brand new t-shirt that is selling quickly right now at InfoWarsStore.com. The Betsy Ross Eagle Emblem t-shirt at InfoWarsStore.com, brand new, to be purchased at InfoWarsStore.com. Of course, don't forget emergency food supplies. Don't forget air filters. Don't forget water filters. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. You know, the water filters, it's so incredible, folks. What is in the drinking water? And, you know, obviously, you really don't have to think that deeply about why you should filter your water. But, I mean, think about all the ancient decade, if not in some cases, centuries-old plumbing that it goes through, not to mention the fact that they add fluoride to it, not to mention the fact that chemical runoff from agriculture and industry gets into it. It's a no-brainer. Hey, it's awesome that we have running water into a faucet. It's probably the cleanest in the world right there in your home. Wow. American ingenuity. Amazing. But You really don't want to be drinking it if you don't have to. And it's I'm to a point now with my water filter, and anybody who's used the water filters from InfoWarsStore.com, the gravity-fed filters, knows it gets to a certain point, and this is when you really realize how bad it is. Your filters, the ceramic filters, turn brown. They go in completely pure white, and then they turn brown. That'll probably be considered racist to say. But that just shows you the grunge and everything that's in your tap water. So if you don't have to drink it, don't. Get the water filters from InfoWarsStore.com. Gravity-fed water filters. Don't drink the fluoride anymore, folks. Purify your water with the water filters at InfoWarsStore.com. Heavy item, expensive to ship. We're covering those costs. Part of the Christmas in July sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Let me cover this COVID news in my COVID stack here. Let me just shift this right over to here. Okay. Now think about the madness of this. California to release 18,000 prisoners by end of August to slow the spread of COVID-19. Do you realize the madness of this? And guys, also, just, I think it's also, there's not just, it's obviously not just California that's doing this. Guys, look up like New York and other states that are releasing prisoners. Yeah, here's exactly in a meme. We're emptying the prisons because of COVID. If you go to work, we'll imprison you, though. Protesting the lockdown is spreading the virus, but Black Lives Matter protesting is slowing the spread of the virus. And that's literally what the media tells you in the clown world. But it's not just California releasing tens of thousands. It's happening in all kinds of Democrat areas. But again, the clown world is, if you go out without a mask, they'll arrest you. If you go out and open your business, they'll arrest you. If you go violate a quarantine or a lockdown, they'll arrest you. But then I guess when they arrest you, they're going to release you? Of course not. And you have to understand how politically derived everything is. Even if, folks, let me tell you something right now. The Democrats will stab their grandmother in the throat for a single vote. And so if they've done a measurement and they say, hey, look, let's empty out the prisons and get a couple thousand more votes for our Democrats. And then let's somehow put these other people in prison that are resisting the authoritarian mask order. And then, oh, conveniently, maybe they never get out again. Now, that obviously is not happening right now, but it'll get there. Oh, it'll get there if we let it, believe me. Because that'll just be their excuse to round up political dissidents. Just say, oh, you didn't wear a mask. Oh, you tried to open your business. Oh, you didn't follow this quarantine. Oh, this, that, or the other thing. Oh, but see, as soon as you're a Black Lives Matter protester, none of that applies to you. So see, this will be used to round up and arrest political dissidents. Bet on it. Unless we fight it and stop it now. Yeah, there it is. Washington State releases over 1,000 inmates to stop the spread of COVID, which, again, doesn't make sense. If people in jail have COVID and then you release them to the public, that spreads the COVID. But forget about that complete clown world. Jay Inslee then flips and says, you will spend time in jail if you don't wear the mask. 90 days in jail, potentially a $100 fine. Folks, I'm telling you, this will be used to round up political dissidents before November if we let them get that far. They will throw your ass in jail if you dare open your business. They will throw your ass in jail if you dare refuse to wear a face mask. This is what the Democrats want to do. I'm not saying they'll get there. I'm saying they're building this construction. They're building this right now. They're constructing this so that it can be used to round up and arrest and put political dissidents in jail. Now, if you're in Georgia, you're celebrating. And this was the guy that ran all those controversial ads, too. And they were like, oh, my gosh, this guy's so bad. And it turns out he was the best, maybe. Georgia governor bans mask mandates. Preach. Hallelujah. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp has prohibited cities from forcing residents to wear face masks in public, voiding requirements put in place by some local governments, a.k.a. Democrats. And then, of course, you have Atlanta mayor and others. How dare he? Yeah, how dare he tell you you're free? How dare he actually abide by his oath to the Constitution? How dare he support freedom, independence, liberty, and rugged individualism? How dare he not want you to be made a slave by your local Democrat government? How dare he? It's just pathetic that that's considered controversial, to want to be free. Hey, it's hailing out. You got to wear a helmet. What? You went out in a hailstorm. Oh, it was sleeting last Tuesday, and we saw you did not have your government-mandated helmet on. Huh? Same thing. Sleet's not going to actually hurt you. But you didn't wear your government-mandated helmet. We're going to have to come arrest you. Here's that mass murderer, Andrew Cuomo. The White House doesn't get it. Until we control this virus as a nation, the economy can't fully recover. Oh, yeah, what a liar. You're crashing the economy. Where is the national plan? I thought you didn't want Trump to be a dictator. I thought you didn't want Trump involved in your stuff. Make up your mind, murderer Cuomo. Cuomo says, you don't defeat the virus with politics. You defeat a virus with science and medicine. Meanwhile, all they're doing is politicizing the virus. They give you no science when it comes to the mask, and they reject the medicine, hydroxychloroquine, that effectively fights the virus. So it doesn't get worse than Andrew Cuomo. It really doesn't. I mean, you're talking about mass murder. You're talking about complete bold-faced lying. Infowars.com. World Health Organization will not investigate Wuhan lab where coronavirus was kept. Well, of course not. That's their bioweapons research release lab. They don't want to release their own bioweapons lab. Hey, we're going to investigate our bioweapons lab. What? Of course not. Squirrel test positive for a bubonic plague in Colorado. So, a squirrel test positive for it in Colorado, CNN writes a story and probably tells you to go home and lock down and quarantine. But when it's spreading amongst the homeless in California, oh, we need to have more of them in there.
The reasons that the globalists launch this planetary lockdown. The number one reason is it serves every one of their purposes. We've gone over those purposes many times here on air. The cashless society, the surveillance system, global government, medical tyranny, forced inoculation. But the most important facet is it teaches us that we are obsolete, that we are non-essential. As we begin to witness automation, computers, and robots take over the jobs that people once had by design. This isn't like it's some advancement that we just fell into. It's been pre-planned, organized globally, and it's extremely predatory. And through governmental actuaries and tax programs and regulations, the central banks that control it all are able to pick the winners and the losers and consolidate power. This is the truest form of technocracy, fascism.
We are selling more privacy pockets a day than we were previously selling in a month because of the Clinton Foundation running the contact tracing, and admittedly with Google and Apple tracking all Americans on their phones, even if you opt out of it or get rid of the apps. People realize these criminal groups are surveilling you and selling your data and using it to control your life, sharing it with Antifa, sharing it with Black Lives Matter, sharing it with the deep state to oppress not just high-profile people, but the general public. That's why folks are taking back control of their lives with these little Faraday cages that you can put your cell phones in that knock out the ability of the cell towers to ping it every few seconds and track your location. This is the only way to have your privacy, and people are taking their privacy back, and it's very, very exciting. They're at $19.95 apiece at InfoWarsStore.com. We've ordered even more. A huge shipment's coming in next week, so get yours now and be part of the movement to cut Big Brother off.
Americans have had freedom for so long, and most Americans were born into such docile times compared to the rest of history, that we really have a blind spot for tyranny. We don't appreciate the American way, truth, justice, due process, the right to self-defense, private property, because we've had it so long, and we just think that's how the rest of the world is. Ladies and gentlemen, the Renaissance, the social contract that's 500 years old to try to build up humanity and try to believe in humanity and to try to empower the weak as well as the strong is something the West invented, and that's what made our modern world. That's now been hijacked by the technocrats, by the globalists, who say humans are ugly and bad for the earth and we need to be culled and dumbed down and put into subgroups that the elites dominate, manipulate, and command if we're even lucky enough to stay alive. And that's what COVID-19 is, a global UN revolution against free humanity, against your family, against prosperity, and against your future. If you don't stand up and fight, you deserve what you get. It's the end of the world as we know it, and I don't feel fine. This entire takeover has been battle planned, blueprinted, war gamed, field marshaled by the psychological war chiefs at the United Nations and the Fortune 100. This is the post-human takeover. The noose gets tighter when you comply, not looser. The entire COVID-19 operation is a hoax. Now they admit the, quote, death numbers are dropping because those are fake, where they count people that died of something else. But it's all about how many cases there are. And now they're saying most of the population will get it. And then no one can go outside ever again. It's totally insane. It's a fraud. It's all a lie.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
All right, final segment of the InfoWars War Room today. Here's what we're going to do. It's going to be crazy. I'm going to squeeze in a phone call or two here. If you can get in time, we're opening up the line right now. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. I literally sign off in 10 minutes. But if you can get on, get your name in, and get on air, we'll take your call. Real quick, again, folks, the big news. Trump taking on China, U.S. versus China. So many people have sold us out to China. Trump won't do it. Big developments happening there. BLM organizer charged on 6 counts of child sex abuse. Has images of underage girls. Just some of the news we covered today. Some of the news I didn't get to. From the Gateway Pundit, internet explodes with rumors about Redskins owner Dan Snyder. Now, look. The rumors are he's involved with child sex trafficking. I don't buy it. I don't buy into these rumors. And when you read the story, it's alleged that the Washington Post is or was going to release an expose on him being involved with child sex trafficking. To me, that looks like a threat. Change your name or we're putting this piece out. And he may have had some connection with Epstein people or stuff like that. And they would just use those dots to connect or Maxwell and then blame him. But we'll see if the story comes out. And if it doesn't and they change their name, well, folks, I think I've just shown you the math on that. Again, the nationwide coin shortage worsens. We're going to have a guest on tomorrow, an expert guest on to break that down. Here was something that was a little odd to me. Now, you may know Catherine Herridge. She's been around for a while. Until about 2 or 3 years ago, she was reporting for Fox News, and she's been all over the Obamagate scandal and the different angles with that, and she's definitely got sources, I'll just say that. And she was at the White House, and she asked President Trump why African Americans are still dying at the hands of law enforcement in this country, and Trump just body slammed her down. And he said, what a terrible question to ask. So are white people. More white people, by the way. More white people. Now, look, Catherine Herridge is basically the clearinghouse for a lot of the information that comes into the media from Obamagate and all the corrupt movements and things that were involved in Obamagate and Spygate. And so it just makes me wonder why she is asking that question and posing herself against President Trump in that way. Specifically when she's the one covering and getting most of the information to the media and has the sources involved in the Obamagate scandal. So that was just kind of strange to me. Okay, we got some callers ready to go. Last segment of the InfoWars War Room, and we go to Alex in California. Alex, you're on the air. Go ahead.
All right, Owen. So I'm going to jump right to the point. I kind of want to have a little bit of a real talk with you. I have now officially gone past my patience limit. I had yesterday now the third time I've had the police called on me for not wearing a mask. But this time I was wearing a mask because I wanted to try and be somewhat polite and meet these people in the middle. But I didn't have my nose in the mask.
Yeah, because you don't want to breathe carbon dioxide. Exactly.
Right. So, you know, screw me. So that's now too bad. I got to have the cops called on. I have to have the...
imagine how ridiculous it is. As if you're going around literally like blowing your snot around like, you know, it's like, that's so stupid, man.
Exactly. So now, you know, I'm now the criminal, like you said, you know, California, you know, 18,000 whatever criminals are going to get released. But I have to be the criminal because my nose is sticking out. The video that I saw yesterday on InfoWars about like all those people swarming in Austin, the people having dinner. I think it was Austin. The people having dinner outside, the Antifa going out.
That was Dallas. Yeah, the Black Lives Matter show up.
Dallas. Yeah. So I just want to know. I know we got to do this like to get it, you know, get in office and do it in like a congressional level. But like we kind of had this discussion before with the analogy of like boxing and stuff about how like we're now in like round 10. Well, we're now in like round 20. And not only has Trump not taken one swing, nobody here has taken a swing. And now like with getting attacked constantly about wearing a mask, seeing Antifa constantly harass people and attack people. Like, how many times are we going to let the bullies give us swirlies in the toilet and just hope that if we just keep quiet, they'll stop giving us swirlies? When do we step up and kind of fight back at these bullies to give them the message to say, stop messing with us?
You know, this really is the profound internal, and it doesn't seem so, but intellectual debate that we have to have. And it really kind of stems from the fact that we're dealing with mentally unstable, mentally deranged, mentally defective, mentally ill people. And so you kind of have to add that into the equation because you're not just dealing with the corrupt government, the corrupt Democrats, your corrupt governors and mayors. You're dealing with their front lines, which is the mentally ill, mentally defective leftist mobs that are so misinformed and brainwashed and stupefied that's who you're dealing with in the streets. And they're kind of just the frontline buffer zone between us and the actual corrupt politicians and the media that are sending them out there. So, I mean, look, Alex, I hear you. Believe me, brother. And a lot of us look at Trump and we're like, what the hell are you doing? Maybe we need to look at ourselves. Maybe we need to look at each other. And here's the problem. You know it. I know it. You're dealing with it. We lift one finger. We breathe one breath. We do anything as a conservative Trump supporter in this country. Everything is stacked against you. Everything. You're going to go to jail. You're going to suffer the full punishment of the law. The entire thing is stacked against you. Whereas if you're a leftist, Democrat, riot, mobster, you get carte blanche to literally do whatever the hell you want. So, Alex, I don't know. It's the great, sadly, intellectual debate that I really don't have any answers. And I don't know if we're ready to have it. I don't know if the world is ready to hear it. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Todd in North Carolina. Todd, go ahead.
Hey, Owen. First of all, I was refused service at Panera today for not wearing a mask. So I wanted a smoothie anyhow, so I just exited the premises. But wanted to bring up one of my neighbors who had worked for GlaxoSmithKline, retired from there. She has not left her house since March for fear of the coronavirus. And I was communicating with her on Facebook because she was talking about how kind of fanatical she was about the coronavirus. And I said, well, you ought to volunteer for the vaccine trial. And lo and behold, she said, well, I already have. I registered 2 weeks ago. And I was like, how ironic is this?
Now watch, she'll get coronavirus and end up sick in the hospital.
Right. She says that she wants to, you know, she's got a lot of life ahead of her. And, you know, she wants to be able to hike the Grand Canyon again. And I sent her the video.
From the comfort of her own couch.
Yeah. Yeah. I sent her the interview from Mike Wallace from the swine flu of the 70s, you know, where the lady basically was partially paralyzed after the flu shot. You know, and so ironically, she probably will get injured, you know, from the vaccine trials and everything. But guess who liked her comment about registering for the coronavirus vaccine trial? It was a fella. His name's Daniel Loeven. He works in New York City for the Population Council, founded by the Rockefellers to instigate eugenics throughout the world.
You know, I don't know how, Todd. I don't know how these callers are bringing up the real issues here. How do we get this message to the public? How do we get them to understand they're part of a major PSYOP scientific operation, a test? You're literally being tested like guinea pigs. It's all on such a high level of power and influence that it's so hard for people to even comprehend, even the ones that understand it. It's almost impossible to comprehend. And this is what we're dealing with. How do you get people to understand that? They're so trusting. They're so bought into the system. And I guess that's the hurdle of accepting the fact that you've been fooled your whole life. You've bought into a corrupt system that was meant to destroy you and kill you and enslave you your whole life. And it's dropping that pride and leaping that hurdle that's the first step. But, I mean, they're going to line up for that vaccine, man. And then and they're going to make it trendy. And people are going to be so desperate to get their freedom back. They're going to line right up. And if they get it done, we're going to sit here and watch people start dropping like flies and saying, I told you so. I don't want that day to come, but that's how it's going to go.
Well, I've kind of nicknamed myself Mr. Unconvincing because I've been telling people about this stuff for years. And now that it's happened, people are like, oh, wait a second, Todd was right. Well, I've listened to InfoWars for years.
Yeah, you know, that's the same thing happening. Todd, thank you so much for the call. The same thing is happening to me. It's like friends and family that either thought I was crazy or just never political, like sending me stuff that even I don't normally see or cover, like, did you see this Hollywood pedophilia video? Did you see this guy talking about these kids? Do you hear about this? Did you see this? Just like all day. And it's like, I guess they have nothing else to do because of the lockdown. So, I mean, look, the globalists are going for the throat, but America's waking up in the nick of time. That does it for today's InfoWars War Room. You stay classy, InfoWarriors.